Odds and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play bonusfully at Cache Creek, Northern California's only AAA Four Diamond Casino Resort. Just join the Cache Club and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cache Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit CacheCreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Women facing menopause were told not to take estrogen supplements a few years ago if it might lead to breast cancer. And it might. They didn't have to tell them twice.
Some evidence, according to researchers at the University of Texas, there was a big decline in the rate of breast cancer in 2003 compared with 2002, down 7%, down 12% among women 50 and older with a breast cancer that needs estrogen to grow. That's the most common type. This just around the time doctors such as Larry Norton at Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York told women with hot flashes, etc., not to go with HRT, hormone replacement therapy.
If you're having some postmenopausal symptoms, for the most part, we have safer medications that are also very effective at taking care of those things.
Dan Revive, CBS News.
A bipartisan commission on education and jobs is calling for a dramatic overhaul of public education.
The rewards for the country would be a worldwide competitive workforce, a fantastic economy, an increase in the quality of living, and better communities throughout this country.
Commission head Charles B. Reed says among the proposals to eliminate grades 11 to 12 and ask a lot more of the students through the 10th and pay teachers more and demand a lot more of them too. The families of the three men have not given up. Three hikers still stranded in the heavy snow and high winds that assault the top of Mount Hood in Oregon. Far from giving up, says Karen James, whose husband Kelly is up there.
My husband proposed to me on Mount Rainier, and we're planning our 50th wedding anniversary there, so I know he's coming off this mountain.
And their 50th is a few decades away yet. Those hikers have been stranded since the weekend. New Jersey's legislature has voted yes, both houses, to civil unions by homosexuals. The governor has already said he'll sign it. South Dakota Democrat Senator Tim Johnson's bleeding brain has been repaired by surgeons in Washington. Conditions still critical at ICU. CBS's Howard Arenstein with the latest on the senator.
A statement from the Capitol physician says Johnson is having an uncomplicated recovery from brain surgery, which corrected a congenital defect. Dr. John Isold said the senator has been appropriately responsive to both word and touch, and no further surgical intervention has been required.
It's a moving sight without the decorations, but the vision of row after row of Arlington National tombstones, thousands of them following the curve of the hillsides, with a wreath is moving. A company in Maine for 15 years has donated them. CBS's Karen Brown.
It was incredible today to see on the white headstones, to see these beautiful green evergreen wreaths with the red bows, just row after row after row. It was very beautiful in a very sad way.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 99 points today to close at almost 12,417. The NASDAQ gained 21 points, and oil prices $62.51 a barrel, up $1.14. This is CBS News.
The big one, really big, really
don't
big.
Don't miss the big one at Kohl's this Friday and Saturday. It's our biggest sale of the season. Save extra during power hours, featuring 100 Night Owl and Early Bird specials. Friday, 3 p.m. to midnight, and Saturday, 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. Save an extra 15% on diamond jewelry, already 60% off, and all toys already 10 to 50% off. Get an extra 10% off all kitchen electrics, already 15 to 50% off, and a digital camera, only $89.99. It's the big one this Friday and Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
One night, Sunday. One network, Showtime. Two back-to-back killer finales.
Your world is never going to be safe again.
Starting at 9, 8 central, don't miss the heart-pounding conclusion of Sleeper Cell, American Terror.
Find out where the nukes are coming from and intercept them.
Then it's the shocking season finale of Dexter.
See you at the next fun fact.
Never miss a party.
One night, two finales. Sleeper Cell, American Terror, followed by Dexter. Sunday starting at 9, 8 central, only on Showtime. To subscribe, call 1-800-SHOWTIME or go to sho.com.
The steroid scandal bites another world-class athlete.
The latest to be charged in the Balco steroid scandal is former world-class cyclist Tammy Thomas. She faces three counts of perjury for allegedly lying to a grand jury when she said under oath that she never used performance-enhancing drugs. In a written statement, the U.S. Attorney's Office says the Balco investigation has now entered a new phase, going after individuals who lied to federal officials. One of those under investigation continues to be San Francisco Giants slugger Barry Bonds. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The Navy likes the look of a blood substitute made by a company in Massachusetts, and they want to test it in America's emergency rooms. The product is derived from cow's blood, and military doctors say it could make a huge difference in the battlefield. That substitute blood would be used for the badly injured when donated blood is unavailable. Those people would be obviously unable to sign consent forms. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. And today is our Friday. This Thursday is our Friday because I'm off tomorrow. But you will be in wonderful hands with Air America Radio and I think Rachel Maddow and David Bender and all of our old friends. And I will be back with you on Monday. And what I thought we would do a little bit later on, as the show gets underway, we'll do this, I think, throughout the show today, is I'm so lucky I am sent many books from publishers. And I have a few here. They're mostly political books, so they're not for everybody. Some of them are a little bit academic, maybe, and some are... There are all kinds of different books around, and I thought it would be fun to have a flea market giveaway of books today. So we'll do it throughout the broadcast, and all you have to do is call in, and all you have to do is come to the station and pick up the book that you won. So if it's not your cup of tea, wait till we go to the next book. We could do that. Let me give you the numbers. The more of you who participate, the richer, the more fun, the more vibrant the conversation is, and it doesn't cost you a penny to do it. So if you're in the 916 area code, 349-1320, and if you're not, 866-626-1320. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com, and you can email me, enid@kctc.com. I want to start with bringing us up to speed on a couple of stories that we've been talking about. First of all, we were talking a lot about the media yesterday, and we were talking about the death of the daily newspaper, and I don't know if you're aware of it, but the Los Angeles Times is up for sale, as is all the Tribune newspaper properties, and this will be the Chicago Tribune and all those Tribune newspapers, a thing that we never thought we would see in this lifetime. But in any event, record mogul and DreamWorks mogul David Geffen has made a $2 billion, with a B, dollar, all-cash offer for the Los Angeles Times, but the newspaper's corporate owner, and that would be the Tribune Company, has declined to accept or reject the bid as it continues to seek offers for the entire company. So he wants just to buy the Los Angeles Times, and the Tribune companies want to sell apparently all of their properties at once. It includes the Los Angeles Times, it includes KTLA TV Channel 5, includes the Chicago Tribune, a paper I have written for, the Chicago Cubs, and 22 television stations besides KTLA. So 23 stations altogether. Members of the Chandler family prompted the auction this summer when they they complained that the value of the company in which they hold 20% of the stock has been depressed by poor management. So now they're forcing the sale of the Los Angeles Times, and I guess the way the dominoes all fell, the sale of the Tribune properties as well. So just an update on that. We'll see whether that goes anywhere or whether it doesn't. Something else that occurred yesterday that we talked rather a lot about, and that was all the immigration raids that were held at those meatpacking plants. Well, it's pretty interesting that that the Department of Homeland Security was very interested to go into these meatpacking plants in order to prevent all this, quote, identity theft, and because it was some matter of national security. Right? They can't bestir themselves to go into the meatpacking plants to conduct inspections of the meat, which are few and far between, shockingly few and far between, which is why we've got such a problem with food safety in this country. No, they were in there, identity theft, a matter of national security. They made almost 1,300 arrests. According to the Department of Homeland Security, their own tally, do you know how many of those 1,300 arrests were for criminal violations, including identity theft-related crimes? You want to take a guess on that? Only 65. Only 65 of the almost 1,300 arrests. So six states, six packing plants. I don't even know what the manpower, woman power was on this thing. They should have been inspecting the food safety. If you want to secure the country and make the country safe from cooties anyway, why don't you inspect the food once in a while? That would be a better 65 people of the 1,300. What would be the cost to benefit ratio of that? What do you think that would be? 349-1320-866-626-1320. And the political story, of course, that everybody is talking about is Senator Tim Johnson. He is a Democrat. Who would have ever thought, after the hard-won election, who would have ever thought that somebody who has a health crisis, who happens to be a Democratic senator, who happens to live in a state with a Republican governor, who happens to be able to appoint a Republican successor if something happens to the Democratic senator, which would then rejigger the balance of power. Right now, Democrats have one vote margin here. They are in charge of the Senate by only one senator. And if something were to happen to Senator Johnson, the Democrat, he would very likely, like 99.9% likely, be replaced by a Republican, which would then make it an even tie, 50-50 in the Senate. And guess who breaks the tie? That's right, our guy Dick Cheney. So it becomes Republican again, I guess. Now, when it's 50-50, I don't know what happens. Somebody tell me how this happens. Right now, because the Democrats are in the majority in the Senate, not only are they in the majority, assuming everybody votes the party line, but they head up the various committees. Now, if it's 50-50, then what happens? Who heads up the various committees then? If it's a straight, right down the middle, how does that work? Does somebody know about that? Well, we do have some information about Senator Johnson. He is in critical condition after his surgery. He underwent emergency surgery. They thought at first it was going to be a stroke to repair bleeding inside his brain and was, quote, recovering without complication this morning. Now, I don't know. This sounds like pretty serious surgery to me. His status is critical, and he is in the critical care unit at George Washington University Hospital, which I assume is also the same as the ICU. He was found to have had an intracerebral bleed caused by congenital arteriovenous malformation. So there's some odd malformation that he's got, and it caused some sort of bleeding. He was about to turn 60 years old, or is about to turn 60 years old. He underwent successful surgery to evacuate the blood and stabilize the malformation. And how they knew there was a problem is that he was having an interview with some back home radio reporters, and then he just ceased making sense or stopped functioning, one of those two. Everybody is grateful for the work that the doctors have done. Senator Harry Reid, who is set to become Senate Majority Leader when the new Congress convenes in January, would he still be Majority Leader if it would be 50-50? Told reporters later that Johnson looks, quote, really good, really looks good. Now, if you've just had brain surgery, I don't think you really look good, is my guess. We're all praying for a full recovery. We are confident that that's going to be the case. Reid said, I saw him. He looked great to me. He looked very good. You know what? I'm sure he didn't look very good. He's in the ICU, and to have surgery that serious, I'm sure he's not looking very good. But they're going to spin it the best way they possibly can, and here's the story. Even if his body worked and his mind didn't, he didn't have to go anywhere. According to a Senate historian, and so we can breathe easier here, the Democrats' slight hold on power in the Senate is apparently largely safe, despite South Dakota Democratic Senator Tim Johnson's health scare. And this is according to Senate historian Don Ritchie. As stipulated by Senate rules, Senator Johnson could retain his seat even if he is incapacitated, unable to vote, and not even able to show up for work. And let me give you two words. Strom Thurmond. Do you know that Strom Thurmond was living in Walter Reed Hospital by night and coming to work by day? Yes, and we don't know if all of those, we don't know if that elevator was going up to the top floor by the end of his life or whether it stopped somewhere in the middle. Moreover, the Senate does not have the power to forcefully remove Johnson unless he committed a crime. Such a scenario has even occurred in Johnson's home state of South Dakota. Uh-oh, what is it about South Dakota? After South Dakota Senator Carl Earl Mund had a stroke in 1969. Listen to this. He remained in office until his term expired in 1973, which was 5 years later, without casting another vote. Oh, it sounds like the 109th Congress. After the president refused Mund's wish of appointing his wife to the post. So he said, you know, screw you. I'm sticking around. You can't do anything about it. He probably collected his salary. He was there for 5 more years. A state governor has the power to appoint a new senator only if the current senator dies in office or resigns his seat. But I have heard that in South Dakota, the governor is one of a handful of states where the state governor does have the ability to appoint the successor should something happen to Senator Johnson. So, you know, if you are among the nearly comatose, as Strom Thurmond was, as long as you are breathing in and breathing out, even if it's not on your own steam, they cannot throw you out of office. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So any of you who have information about the workings of the Senate in matters like this, I'd really like to hear from you. Alice and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Enid.
Welcome.
Listen, this should not be a problem at all because remember Terry Schiavo. The Republicans should be glad to have a bunch of tubes stuck in this fellow if that's what he needs.
Well, where's Bill Frist, who could make a definite diagnosis?
Yeah.
By videotape or by hearsay, how about?
Yeah, send Terry's mom over there to make a... to wave at her and, get her to smile or get him to smile.
Thank you, Alice.
Bye.
I appreciate the call. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Don't we have wonderful listeners? Michael in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Michael.
Hello, Enid Goddess. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. This is our Friday today, so it's more of a flea market of ideas than usual. What happens if there's a tie in the Senate? Do you know?
Yes, if there's a tie, the president pro tem of the Senate is the tiebreaker.
No, I know it. It's Dick Cheney, but that's not the question I'm asking. If it's 50-50, then who controls all the committees? You know, right now, the Democrats have this anorexic majority of one skinny little vote, so they get to be head of all the committees. But if it were 50-50, who then decides?
Then they vote on it again, and the president of the pro tem of the Senate breaks the tie.
Oh, and guess where he's going to go with that?
It all goes back. It all gets re-voted again. The majority leader, the minority leaders, everybody gets...
So in other words, if something... Oh, we have to pray for Senator Johnson. So if something happens and it's a 50-50 thing, then they all vote, and we know what the vote's going to be. It's going to be 50-50 on everything. And so then Dick Cheney breaks the tie, and then it's goodbye to Harry Reid as the leader, the speaker, the Senate majority leader. It's goodbye to Nancy Pelosi as the Speaker of the House. Is that right?
Oh, no, Nancy Pelosi, this doesn't affect the House, only the Senate.
Oh, that's right, of course. Only the Senate. You're absolutely right. So Nancy Pelosi stays, but the Senate, everything shifts.
But everything will shift. But, you know, I mean, it sounds like he's doing well.
Well, they're saying he's doing well. He just had brain surgery. How well could he be doing?
I mean, you could say he looks good for somebody that just had brain surgery.
Well, they left off that part. Here's how Harry Reid fudged it. He said, to me, he looks good. As long as he's still alive, let me tell you, as long as he's still alive, he's looking real good to the Democrats.
He never looked better.
That's right.
And one thing I just wanted to throw in real quick.
Yes.
At least one newspaper every day.
You read at least one newspaper every day? Are you under 35?
I'm not under 55.
Well, that's the question I'm asking, is if you're under 35, are you reading a newspaper every day? And I don't think too many people under 35 are, although I wish they were. Michael, thank you very much for the information. I appreciate it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So it looks like as long as Senator Johnson can hang on, and I hope he can, you know, for a lot of reasons we hope he can, but certainly for health reasons, for his family's reasons, and definitely for political reasons, we hope he hangs on. We're okay. Even if he can't function, even if he's among the nearly comatose, I mean Strom Thurmond, remember him? And then on health matters, let's continue on the health beat for a moment. We've got to keep another guy alive. The imprisoned Al-Qaeda spiritual leader known as the Blind Sheikh, remember that guy? He is Sheikh Omar. He has made some kind of he's made some statement to his followers that if anything happens to him while he's in federal custody, his followers are going to go on a rampage. They're going to commit terrorist acts. Well, he's in federal custody and he has very serious health problems. So let me share with you what those are. He is the Blind Sheikh. Remember him? He suffered a medical emergency at the Springfield Federal Prison last week. And the FBI is warning that his death could lead to Al Qaeda to launch terror attacks against the U.S. in reprisal. They're going to do it anyway. It's a matter of when are they going to do it, not if they're going to do it. According to the FBI bulletin, this was obtained by ABC News, the 68-year-old Sheikh Omar began to spit up blood on December the 6th, and he was rushed from prison to the ER of St. John's Regional Hospital in Springfield, Missouri. The Blind Sheikh, if he had had this level of health care, might not have gone blind. I mean, there's a big interest in here in keeping him in very perky condition. He accepted a needed transfusion to replace lost blood. While he was under examination, listen to this, he got the whole works here. They discovered a tumor on his liver. He was convicted in 1996 of conspiring to blow up New York City landmarks. He has long suffered from diabetes and heart ailments and has spent much of his incarceration at the Springfield Medical Center for Federal Prisoners. The FBI bulletin reminded authorities that the Sheikh had previously called for reprisal attacks in the case of his death in prison. The bulletin said, cited his last will and testament. So if anything happens to him while he's in prison and they just found a liver on his tumor and they just transfused him, that's it. There are going to be attacks and reprisals in this country. Can I say something? Some of you are mad at me. Some of you who are Muslim are mad at me because I quoted Oriana Fallaci when she wrote her polemic and screed against Islam. Saying that they bred like rats and that it was going to overtake Europe because Europe's birth rate is so low and so on. Some of you are blaming me for her comment. But I have to level with you. Oriana Fallaci was a tough interviewer. She was feisty. She angered a lot of people with that statement. But I think a lot of Americans don't know what to believe about Islam and Muslims. I think we're unfamiliar with the religion. I think what has happened is after 9/11, the whole religion got hijacked by that handful who hijacked all those planes. And we didn't hear a lot of people coming forward who were Muslims and Islam clerics to denounce what that handful of hijackers had done. And I know that there are good Muslims, and I know that there are bad Muslims. I know that there are good people of any religion, people, good Jews and bad Jews, good Protestants and bad Protestants, good Catholics and bad Catholics, and on it goes. But I have to tell you that some of us are confused, and when we hear stories out of Europe, where if you're a filmmaker and you make a film that some Muslims don't like, they murder you. So we wonder, is that part of the religion? Is that sanctioned by the really people of authority in the religion? Or is that just the work of a bad Muslim, not a good Muslim? Is it not fair to say that anybody who's a Muslim is a bad Muslim? Well, there are certainly, as I said, good Jews and bad Jews, good Catholics and bad Catholics, good Protestants and bad Protestants. So I imagine that this also applies to Islam. You may want to comment on it. And so I think what Oriana Fallaci is talking about are the people she perceives to be the bad people. And so she said some snotty, nasty things. She said them. I didn't. She got into some controversy over it. But when you're mad at a group of people and you don't know enough about the group, it's easy to paint with a very broad brush. So those of you who, and I know I have listeners who are Muslims, you can set us straight. You can let us know, give us an education. You can educate us, and we would appreciate that. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, we're going to see lows tonight right around 55. Tomorrow, some sprinkles and then scattered showers on through the afternoon. We're going to see highs 56. On Saturday, it's going to be 50 degrees, a little chillier, and some scattered showers in the evening. Now, AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and AT&T Yahoo High-Speed Internet want to send you to Lake Tahoe to see Lindsey Buckingham at Harrah's South Shore Room on Saturday and Sunday, January 13th and 14th, along with the chance to see Lindsey Buckingham, guitarist and singer from Fleetwood Mac. You could win an overnight stay, too, from AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and AT&T Yahoo High-Speed Internet. Get high-speed internet delivered. I want to go see Lindsey Buckingham, too. I love that. I think I'll play some. I got Christmas. I do. Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's getting live. Doing full frontal talk radio. AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I can't wait to hear the rest of the show.
New rule number one, no more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... New rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all of these things and going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal internet, that is you and me. You and me is that tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag, is a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels. on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320. Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
This year for Christmas, I have a small list. With a pool in the back and a champagne. New York, I want a loft with a deck overlooking Central Park on the top floor.
Like a Republican to me. Gimme, gimme, gimme. 3:30 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. Yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about a lot of things. We're talking about Senator Johnson. We're talking about good Muslims and bad Muslims. And when a whole group the anger is fanned over some cartoons in Danish newspapers or a novelist like Salman Rushdie, who is himself a Muslim, endures death threats, or if you do just something slightly off and that's it, you are offed, then I think a lot of Americans don't understand that. And so if you are Muslim, one of our Muslim listeners, we'd like to know how that all works. Is that the work of only bad Muslims, or is that the work? Is it something that Islam, in general, sanctions? We would love clarification. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, Red, in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Red.
Hi, Enid.
Welcome.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. Listen, two quick comments on the two issues on the table. The first is on Richardson.
Yeah.
It's good news, and it'll be better if he gets well. But it does call into question that we need probably a constitutional amendment. I don't know what it takes, but a new rule that does not allow something as important as a congressional legislator to be replaced by a person of an opposite or differing philosophy. I don't know whether it should be the runner-up in the primary or a special election, but whatever the solution, clearly we need to solve this problem. We can't have balances in our legislatures, which are created by the people, hang on the balance of the roll of a dice.
Well, okay.
That's my first comment.
But you know, the other part of the equation is, how do you decide when someone's incapacitated? I mean, what would be your litmus test? They have to tell you, maybe.
Yeah, well, maybe that's a medical judgment or something. But whatever it is, we've got a very vulnerable point.
As long as Johnson can stay alive, he can stay there forever. It looks like. But the question is, we hope he stays alive.
Yeah, that's good for us at the moment. But this is a problem that needs to be addressed. That's my comment on that issue to start with. The second issue on moderates and good religions and bad religions and whatever, I think the day is over when moderates and religions can claim they have nothing to do with extremists unless they come forward early and immediately and vigorously to isolate and eliminate the extremists and those who would spread hate and violence in their ranks. No one has the privilege any longer. It's too dangerous in this world to be silent. And I think even if we find out, as I suspect, that there is an enormous richness in moderate Islam that is not at all conducive to violence, we still have to hold those who did not speak out accountable, just as much as we have to hold Christians who aren't speaking out about the No One Left Behind video game. We have to hold them accountable. If religion is used to spread violence, then violent people have to be held, then those who didn't speak have to be held to account too.
Red, I thank you very much for your comments. 349-1320, what do you think about what Red had to say? That if you were not speaking out against violence in your religion or in your milieu, then you're almost as guilty as the people who commit the violence, maybe as guilty. 349-1320, 866-620-6-1320. I want to add to the conversation, back to California. Do you remember during the election when Angelides, Phil's people, were able to tap into the internet, and it wasn't hard to do. And they maintained that it was in the, it wasn't protected, password protected, that it was in a public part of the net. They were able to tape Schnorzy talking about that hot-blooded Latina legislator, remember, and that she's and the reason that she's so hot-blooded is that she's a mixture of black blood and Latino blood. Remember all of that? Well, that thing hasn't died. That thing still lives. Let me bring you up to speed on it. Investigate. And Schnorzy's administration is going forward with this. The election is over. He won by quite a lot. And he is not letting this thing die, and he's not letting it die in the public dollar. It's like he doesn't want Phil dead for now. He wants him dead forever. So, politically. So here it is. Investigators in the Schwarzenegger administration, this is the LA Times reporting, have persisted with a criminal inquiry into how Phil obtained audio tapes of the governor's private conversation, even after being told by Bill Lockyer, who was the state's top law enforcement officer, you know, attorney general, that no crime had been committed. They went to Lockyer, and Lockyer said they consulted Lockyer, and Lockyer's office told Schnorzy's people that proving a crime with the evidence that they had would be impossible. So what they did is they brought the CHP into this. So the CHP investigation has now stretched beyond the election and is now in its fourth month. Schnorzy's administration has let stand public statements that Phil's campaign might have illegally hacked into the governor's computer system to embarrass him in the late stages of the campaign and to change the conversation. There is little doubt that Schwarzenegger would have beaten Angelides in any case, but by opening an investigation, listen to this, listen to how slick the campaign was, and drawing it out, the Schwarzenegger administration deflected attention from the governor's comments about the blending of, quote, black blood and Latino blood, and instead made the issue of Angelides' campaign tactics. So do you see how that worked? Instead of having to defend themselves, to go on the defensive about what the governor had to say, they went on the offensive and said that Angelides' people hacked in to a private part of the governor's website. Apparently, there are many more hours of tape on what the governor has said, and some of it highly unfavorable to Don Parada, whom the governor is going to have to work with on any kinds on health care and lots of other matters. But in any event, the CHP investigation continues. It's in its fourth month. This is taxpayer money going to fund a CHP investigation. Well, you're lucky, then you won't get a speeding ticket because they're busy investigating this ridiculous issue. With no sign that the CHP even intends to press criminal charges, the affair has sparked questions about whether the governor's office misused a publicly funded law enforcement agency for political purposes. Is this administration, is the governor misusing the CHP for political purposes? What do you think? Yes or no? 349-1320. Is there a question? Is my answer. 866-626-1320. After the CHP began its inquiry, the CHP said it would issue at least a preliminary report within a matter of weeks. Well, guess what? That didn't happen. Some political analysts have asked why the CHP was continuing its probe anyway in the face of the Attorney General's advice, which said, hey, there's nothing here, there's no crime. There's nothing here with what you have. We can't do anything with this, so forget about it. Go home. And these people have suggested that the legislature should examine whether state resources have been misused for political purposes. Angelides' campaign aides countered that they had done what any savvy web surfer could easily do. And by the way, at KFI, there were some talk hosts at KFI who routinely go to this place on the web and are able to tap into Schnorzy's conversations just like Angelides' staffers did. So the Angelides campaign ads countered that what they've done is the same thing that any savvy web surfer could easily do, copy material from a public site where security was lax. They said that they were never prompted for a password when they downloaded the files and never received any computer warnings that they were treading into restricted areas. Some legal experts say they do not believe that the Angelides campaign did anything at all criminal. An attorney, an L.A. attorney whose firm specializes in privacy and media issues, told the L.A. Times that if a computer system lacks safeguards, there cannot be any hacking or crime. It is unclear, the Times is reporting, where the CHP investigation is headed. CHP officers interviewed two Angelides campaign aides about the episode in September, and they never followed up with the campaign. The agency said, the CHP said that there are two parts to their investigation. One, to see if a crime was committed, and the other, to shore up the governor's computer system so private material is protected. Angelides campaign people say that they possess about 100 more hours of the governor's conversations and other materials with the investigation looming over them. See, that's why the investigation continues. They are being silenced. So public monies being used for private political purposes, what are your thoughts about that? There are 100 hours that the Angelides people have of additional tapes, but with the investigation looming over them, the aides have been afraid to make the material public. I wish somebody would come forward with that material. People who have listened to those conversations say that Schwarzenegger is heard making sharply critical comments about Senate President Pro Tem Dom Perotta, who will be involved in prolonged negotiations with the governor in the coming months about health care and other issues. One of Angelides' aides, questioned by the CHP 3 months ago, a guy named Dan Newman, said he was considering legal action against the Schwarzenegger administration. Newman said he wanted to find out through a civil suit what the governor's office knew and when it knew it, and if they misused taxpayer-funded law enforcement. I hope that suit goes forward. What are your thoughts about this? Is this public monies being used for private political purposes by the Schwarzenegger administration? 349-1320, 866-620-6320. And what is on those other 100 hours of tapes? Inquiring minds need to know. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We're going to see scattered showers for Friday. Saturday, not really very many showers going on, or Sunday or Monday, but it is going to be chillier. 50 for the high on Saturday, 36 for the low Saturday night. Tonight, 55, and we are currently 62. Traffic, southbound 99 by Free Ridge Road, northbound Cap City Freeway on Watt Avenue, westbound 50 just east of Mather Field, and we do have a two-car crash over at Bell Street and El Camino Avenue. Slowway, southbound 99 just past 47th and on through to Elk Grove Boulevard. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
And now this word.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next, burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320. Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
9:44 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, and we're going to have a kind of Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa book giveaway. I'm lucky I have some additional copies of books, and we're going to do that somewhere throughout the program today at highly idiosyncratic times. We'll be very, in our usual, very eccentric way about this. And what we're talking about at the moment is an ongoing investigation. It didn't end when the campaign did. The Schwarzenegger administration continues to investigate the Angelides campaign. The fact that the campaign was able to download some material that the Schwarzenegger campaign thought was private material, and it's not private, wasn't password protected. Bill Lockyer says there was no crime committed, and still the CHP continues to investigate because in possession of the Angelides campaign is 100 hours of tape, some of it harshly critical of Don Parada, and who knows what else is on that tape, and I'm sure they don't want that tape out. So there's the looming threat, even though there's no evidence that any crime was committed. There was no password protection here. Security analysts say that it doesn't look like any crime was committed. The Attorney General, Bill Lockyer, says he doesn't think any crime was committed. But the CHP is now at its fourth month investigating. It said it would issue a report very soon after it began the investigation. It has not done so. And this looks like political taxpayer monies to deal with Schnartzy's political issues. What are your thoughts about that? And I would like to see the Angelides people come back strong and look at it in the courts or take Schnartzy and his friends to court. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, so we can get a resolution and listen to those other 100 hours of tape. We want to know what's on those 100 hours of tape. Schnartzy, who is also called Schwarzenookie, is against free condoms for prisoners. He said no, but the idea continues to percolate. What do you think? You know, if anybody knows about condoms, he might. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. What do you think? I think it's a great idea. It's a public health issue. Forget the morality. He's not running for governor anymore, although I'm sure he has his eye on Barbara Boxer's Senate seat. I think that, first of all, you want to prevent the spread of AIDS, of sexually transmitted diseases. You want to do it because it's the right thing to do. And you also want to do it because it is the more cost-effective thing to do. It's cheaper to prevent it than it is to treat it. And people now are in prison. One in every 32 of us are now in the pokey in California. Some people are getting quite old at our expense, and they're getting the best geriatric care, far better than they would get on the outside, and we're paying for it and at astronomical sums of money, even though we do have a prison system in meltdown. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Well, maybe we should get free condoms from the screwing that we are getting from some of our political entities. What do you think? Nancy and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Enid.
Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm commenting on Arnold and using the CHP. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought the Attorney General was the chief law enforcement officer in the land, and if he looked at this from a legal perspective, why are we using an arm of the Attorney General's office to further investigate this when he already said no crime's been committed?
I don't know. That's really a good question. I don't know how it works and what the management structure is.
Right. And secondly...
But I think it's a fear tactic. There are 100 more hours that are in the hands of the Angelides campaign, and they don't know, Schnartzy's people don't know what they're going to do with that 100 hours. They probably don't want it out, especially he's got to work with Don Parada, and he's making health care a centerpiece of his inaugural speech that I still haven't gotten my invitation for.
You probably won't get one now.
What, you think I'm not going to get it? Well, are we going to take bets on that?
No, I also want to say that, you know, we're going to have another attorney general coming in there that's a Democrat, and I think that...
Governor Moonbeam. Yes, Governor Moonbeam is going in there. Jerry Brown. Well, we'll see what happens. They better wrap it up before he walks in the door.
Yeah.
All right. I
hope he takes a look at it. Thanks.
I do, too. And you know what? You raised some really interesting issues, Nancy. Thanks for doing it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Carrie and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
You know, turn your radio off, please.
Okay.
You can't have it on. When we're talking, there's a delay, and it makes us all nuts. Tell me what's on your mind, Carrie.
Were you talking about the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation?
Well, why did you call? Did you have a particular reason for calling?
I thought I heard that that you were talking about the California...
We're talking about condom distribution in prisons.
Oh, it's necessary.
It is, absolutely. Yes. But Schnorzy vetoed it.
Then he's opening himself up for more trouble.
Well, how so? Are you involved in the in prison rehab? Do you work for one of the agencies?
Yes.
Okay, so tell me, we know that the medical system in California prisons is in a horrible situation. And, in fact, did you see the V today?
No.
In the editorials, there is a federal receiver here, and he is dealing with the medical issues as well as the other issues, and he's being paid. I think there's probably not enough money they can pay somebody to fix this mess, but he's being paid, I think, about $500,000, and then he gets another bonus of $150,000 if he does. Anyway, he's making some serious dough here.
Okay.
The total compensation will be about $650,000 if he satisfies certain benchmarks, and I think that's fine. But there's been some comment that a pay is too high for public service, and the B is saying this operation needs to be a model of thrift from the top on down, and I think that's been the problem all along.
Right. It is too high for public service, but what's also criminal is the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation actually funding entire medical staffs and also writing continuously consultations for them to get care on the outside, because these doctors that work on the inside run scared of the lawsuits that come from the
medical. Oh, wait a minute. Explain to me what goes on. Tell us what happens here. You said they're paying for medical staff.
Right.
And then what happens? They don't treat patients?
Right. They refuse to treat patients because the medical staff on the inside run scared of lawsuits. And so they write consultations for the inmate patients to be shipped out and receive medical care just better than you and me.
Well, we also know that they're getting a lot worse medical care.
No.
Well, that's not what, if you've been reading the series in the Bee, I mean, sometimes they can't even get basic medical care. So I think probably both of those things are going on. What you're describing is going on, and also some of the basic care is not happening. And they're talking in the Bee today about MTAs. Do you know about MTAs?
Yes, I do.
All right. And MTAs are sort of like vocational nurses, but they're not, you know, they're not RNs. They're licensed vocational nurses primarily.
Some of them can be RNs. Some RNs actually go and put on the badge and become peace officer RN.
Well, some of them, they get some training, but they don't get the full 16 weeks of academy training to make them a prison guard, and yet they have a dual function, which appears to be in conflict. On the one hand, they're sort of prison guards, but not really, sort of quasi-wannabe prison guards, and on the other hand, they're supposed to be medical personnel, and so the issue of what happens when someone's non-compliant comes up, and someone who needs some medical help, and you're an MTA, and on the one hand, you have a prison guard function or corrections function, and on the other hand, you're supposed to have a medical function and not supposed to be concerned about whether they're compliant or non-compliant. So is that a good thing, do you think?
Well, no, it's not a good thing, but first and foremost, they are in that position because of their nursing licenses and secondary peace officers. They need to fulfill their dual role.
Well, they're going to get rid of them. And that's what the receiver is saying, so that you're either a medical person or you're a corrections or prison guard. You're not going to be both at the same time, which would clarify the situation, don't you think? Don't you think this sounds like a better plan?
I think that it would be better for the staff involved, yes.
Okay, and probably better for the inmates, probably better all the way around.
Possibly.
Okay. Well, so if you were running the prison, Carrie, and we would be paying you $650,000 to do that, to clean it up, clean up the issues, what would you tell us that we need to concentrate on?
To hire competent medical staff that aren't afraid to treat the patients inside and do the job that they're hired to do instead of continuously writing consultations at taxpayer expense.
Yes, but we are also told about situations where somebody in real medical need who's incarcerated can't even get the basics. You get rusted old equipment, dirty facilities, not proper staffing, and so on. So you know that that exists, don't you?
I beg your pardon?
You know that that exists, don't you?
I disagree.
You may disagree, but it's been widely reported, Carrie, and that's why the system is in the hands of a receiver.
So I know they're out of compliance, but I think that they are given the tools to be compliant.
Well, I don't know. There's certainly a big disagreement about that. The reporting I've seen makes some of the conditions in our prisons look absolutely horrendous. We're going to have to leave it there, but I do thank you for the call, and thanks for giving us an insight from the inside. I appreciate it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
All right, then. Slow moving traffic. We've got southbound 99 right by Fruit Ridge Road, westbound I-80 at Watt Avenue, and northbound Cap City Freeway on Watt Avenue on the off-ramp. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
I'm just going to say right now what we're not saying.
She's not right.
And let the chips fall.
But she's never wrong.
Let the chips fall. Let the chips fall where they may.
Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
I'm with Mike Franz.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on an extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area. So stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and, of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's terror. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320. Wow. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Thursday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7. Okay. We're going to book number one in the book flea market Christmas giveaway. It's a brand new book. And it's not for everybody. These books are not for everybody, but there is going to be somebody it's going to be for. And you're going to be the third caller. And I'll give you the number first, 349-1320. And don't just call for a free book. Be sure it's something that you're going to like. 866-626-1320. The book is called Ethical Realism, A Vision for America's Role in the World.
Christmas Eve.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
Important health news for women.
Breast cancer more rare because of stopping hormones? I'm Dan Ravine.
An education commission calls for radical changes in American schools. I'm Howard Arenstein in Washington.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. The numbers tell the story. A year after a major study warned against treating menopause with hormones, the incidence of breast cancer fell dramatically. CBS News correspondent Dan Ravive has the story.
Researchers at the University of Texas take numbers from the National Cancer Institute and believe they can explain a 7% fall in the number of new breast cancer cases, falling below 190,000 in the year 2003. That's when millions of women stopped HRT, hormone replacement therapy, because of cancer warnings. A cancer specialist in New York, Dr. Larry Norton, finds that convincing.
The changes were in the type of breast cancer that we know is associated with hormone activity.
In that estrogen related breast cancer among older women, a 12% reduction in new cases. Dan Ravive, CBS News.
Now this.
Tiger Balm presents football superstar Jerry Rice.
Foxtrot. I can't believe I'm dancing with Jerry Rice.
I can't believe dancing is as hard as playing wide receiver.
Tango. I'm sorry.
You okay?
Yeah. How do you manage all the aches and pain?
Tiger Balm.
Really?
Tiger Balm works fast and lasts a long time.
Samba. Oh, sorry. I'm such a klutz.
Maybe we should stop.
Nope. Just get me some Tiger Balm.
You sure?
Just give me the Tiger Balm.
If you suffer from aches and pains, go for the balm. Tiger Balm. Now in a convenient, easy-to-apply patch. At drugstores, mass discount stores, supermarkets, and health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Sports Beat with me, Dan Stevens, and we've got Nancy on a car phone.
Dan, I just missed a turn. Now should I take a right or a left here?
You know this is Sports Beat, don't you?
To easily get back on track when you miss a turn, you want to ask TomTom, not Dan.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you where you're going.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
Anyone who's been through high school knows the hard work has been done by senior year, so do away with it. And junior year, too, says a group of educators and business leaders calling for a major overhaul of the way we teach our children.
The Commission on the Skills of the American Workforce says a revolution is needed in American education to compete with graduates from other countries.
China, from India, from England, Germany. That's where our competition are.
Charles Reed, chancellor of California's university system, says the report calls for radical changes.
Kids today, if you set the expectations, they can accomplish it. So many kids get bored with school and just drop out.
One solution, eliminate 11th and 12th grades and use the time to get kids ready for college or give them real job training. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
Senator Tim Johnson remains in critical condition after last night's emergency surgery to stop the bleeding in his brain, but the outlook is cautiously optimistic. A statement from the U.S. Capitol's attending physician says Johnson continues to have an uncomplicated post-operative course. He responds to voices and touch, and he's needed no further surgery. Incoming Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid visited Johnson again this morning but refused to give reporters any details.
Whatever I say about his medical condition would not be enough for you, so I'm not going to talk about his medical condition. I saw him. He looked great to me. He looked very good.
Reid says he's confident Johnson will make a full recovery, and politically there isn't a thing that's changed. If Johnson had to be replaced by South Dakota's Republican governor, it would cause the Democrats to lose their slim majority. Music mogul Ahmet Ertegun, the founder of Atlantic Records, died today. He was 83. It was Ertegun's label that gave us the Rolling Stones, Aretha Franklin, and Ray Charles. Ahmet Ertegun was the son of a Turkish ambassador who developed a fascination for American music. He was part of the scene right till the end. He suffered a fall at a Stones concert in New York and slipped into a coma. Two astronauts from Shuttle Discovery are doing another spacewalk. Let's get a live update from CBS News correspondent Peter King.
Well, Bill, NASA has called this one of the most critical and complex spacewalks ever. They shut down half the International Space Station's electrical systems as two astronauts connected a new power path. When they turned the switches back on.
Discovery and Alpha with good news from Houston.
We're ready for the good news.
It's not good news. It's great news.
Everything came back up without a hitch. A similar spacewalk is planned for Saturday, and CBS News has learned that an extra spacewalk to fix a broken solar wing may not happen. NASA may just wait for the next shuttle flight to train a crew specifically for the job. Live at the Kennedy Space Center, Peter King, CBS News.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Live continues on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I won't be with you tomorrow, so this is our sort of Friday edition on Thursday. And so more of a flea market of ideas than usual. You can join that conversation in the flea market. It doesn't cost you anything to do it. 916-349-1320 if you're in the 916 area code. And if you're not, 866-626-1320. We encourage you to call. We know that most of you have never called, because only a very, very tiny fraction of people listening to talk radio ever pick up the phone and call. And so the more of you who call, the more interesting the conversation becomes. And it costs you nothing. It enriches all of us. It is better than talking to your cat. You will be heard. I think it makes us all feel more significant, maybe a little more meaning when we just think a thought, and when we say it for public consumption, it's out there and we can all respond to it. You can email me, enid@kctc.com, and we stream live 1320leftchannel.com. We've been talking about many things. We've been talking about this ongoing schnorzy investigation of the Angelides campaign by the CHP. This is the use of public monies for political purposes. I want to add to the conversation. I'm so sorry to hear about the death of Ahmet Erdogan. I've been reading about him for years. He founded Atlantic Records, and that label popularized people like Ray Charles and Aretha Franklin and the Rolling Stones. And he was 83 years old. He was connected to the music scene until he died, till he fell, actually, and he suffered a head injury at a Stones concert in New York. He was in a coma, apparently, from that time on, and expired today with his family at his bedside. So Ahmet Erdogan, dead at 83, made a big contribution to music. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I want to add to the conversation. We were talking about we've been talking about health issues because of Senator Tim Johnson, who's been hospitalized for a brain issue and underwent surgery. And Harry Reid says, oh, he looks great to me. Well, I don't know. You just underwent surgery. I don't know how great you look. But we want him to hang in there for a lot of reasons, just because we want him to, and for political reasons as well. But it certainly brings up a lot of health issue conversation. And what we do know is that the Department of Homeland Security raided all of these meatpacking plants, about six of them. And I don't think the Swift and Company meatpacking plants who were raided wanted this to happen. So they must have had some advanced knowledge. And of the about 1,300 people who were rounded up and supposedly for crimes connected with identity theft and false papers and so on, false documentation, really only about 65% of them were found to have committed any kind of violations. I say this because our food safety is in huge question right now. We thought that it was scallions or green onions that was the E. coli miscreant here, but it isn't. Apparently it's in the lettuce. So there is another taco chain, Taco John's, where people were suffering from E. coli after having eaten there, and of course Taco Bell. So what we know now is that it's in the lettuce. And we do know that vegetables can be as deadly as eating undercooked meat. E. coli in the who would have thought that when your mom said to eat your vegetables because it was good for you, that you could conk out from eating them? And I love the Willie Nelson line. You know, he got busted for having weed, and he said it was a good thing it was a bag of weed and not a bag of spinach. So California, is California ready for any kind of a health care crisis, like maybe the deadly flu epidemic? It's not. Or bioterrorism? Nope, not. Disaster in the health realm? Nope, not. This is according to a new report by a nonprofit that estimates that as many as 131,000 beds would be needed for a flu pandemic. But the state could only find, as of May, 17,300 emergency beds to add to the existing supply of 72,000, for example. The Schnorsky administration said that the findings ignore $214 million that the governor directed in the 2006-2007 budget for emergency health response. And don't forget that there is a snappy new website that shows Schnorsky responding in serious ways to various disasters. But, you know, he's an actor, so he is accustomed to these fake-o-matic scenarios where he looks like he's an action hero when, in fact, he is a reader of lines written by other people. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. One of the things that we've been talking about was Arianna Fallaci's comments. She has been very tough on Islam. She was very tough on Islam. She too died recently. She was a really intrepid interviewer and journalist, the likes of which you don't see very much anymore. And she had some not kind things to say about Islam. And I have asked people if they are Muslims to set us straight, because we're getting it confused. We don't know the distinction sometimes between the good Muslim and the bad Muslim. 349-1320, Steve and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello.
Hi, Steve. Welcome.
Hi. I'm calling a little late because I was listening to you earlier, and then I had to go away, but I saved the number, and I called you. I recommend that people, if they want to get a different view of Islam, that they read Mahmoud Muhammad Taha, his last name, T-A-H-A. He was executed by the Sudanese government in the mid-80s for publicly denouncing the government's implementation of a very strict code of Sharia in the country. And what I can say about Taha in brief is that he...
Here's the question we're asking,
sure.
Steve. When we see Muslim reprisals against cartoons that are published in Danish newspapers that cause death and mayhem, when we see reprisals against filmmakers, a Dutch filmmaker, Theo van Gogh, who does a film and Muslims feel insulted and outraged and they feel that they can murder him as a reprisal, what are we to think of this religion? And when we don't see Muslim elders speaking out against such acts?
Well, we actually do. Actually, we do. And I think that's a fallacy. A great many Muslim leaders, actually, right after 9/11 came out. The Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia, for example, came out and condemned al-Qaeda for that attack because it was an attack against innocent women and children and Muslims as well.
We didn't hear enough of it. I am somebody,
no, I agree,
Steve, I have to tell you, I read 5 newspapers a day, and anything that came out as a response was so muted as to have gotten lost in the conversation.
I think you're right. I think it did get lost in the conversation.
So what we know about Muslim is that if you say something that the Muslims find offensive, they gun you, they murder you. And look at Salman Rushdie. So here's what we know in the Western press. We know about Salman Rushdie. We know about Theo van Gogh. We know about rioting over cartoons that are fanned by certain Muslim leaders. That's what we know.
Yeah, we do know that. And we also know that we also have Christians, very, very strong believers in a particular brand of Christianity, who have violently struck out against...
Nobody is condoning that. So don't talk
right.
to me about Christians. Don't talk to me about any other group. We're talking about a group that is very little understood in this country. So are you a Muslim yourself? Are you a Muslim? Are you a Muslim yourself?
I'm non-affiliated.
Okay. All right. Well,
all I wanted to say was that Taha's writings got him into hot water in his own land. I think that there is an argument, there is a fight, if you will, for the heart and soul of what Islam means. And I think it's going on.
I can't imagine support. I don't know how you can support or condone a religion that calls for somebody's death if they... If there's a disagreement about a film, if there's a disagreement about a cartoon, I mean, this to a Western mind is pretty much incomprehensible and denigrates the whole religion. So what I think is needed, if Muslim wants to, or Islam wants to clarify itself in the Western world, is for more responsible leaders to come forward to excoriate those horribly violent acts and to explain what Islam is to the rest of us, those of us who are not so clear on the concept. 349-1320-866-626-1320. You may want to weigh in on that discussion. I mentioned Alco-Pops as we were going out. And that is this sweet-tasting alcoholic drink that a coalition of youth groups believes are targeted at teenagers. Alco-Pops refer to flavored malt beverages like Smirnoff Ice, Mike's Hard Lemonade, you know what they are. They've been taxed at 20 cents a gallon, the same rate that the state reserves for beer. And this coalition of educators and youth groups and so forth wants the beverages taxed at $3.30 a gallon, the rate for distilled spirits, with the hope that if it's more expensive, it won't sell as well. There is these drinks are being marketed to teens, and one observer said the fact that these are flavored like a distilled spirit and marketed as a distilled spirit means they ought to be taxed as a distilled spirit. What are your thoughts about that? What are your thoughts about trying to target kids with these popsicle booze, I guess, called Alco-Pops? I've not had one, but they're sweet-tasting alcoholic drinks that are like Mike's Hard Lemonade and Smirnoff Ice. Well, actually, I have had Mike's Hard Lemonade, but they call them Alco-Pops because they're alcohol and they're very sweet, and people can drink a lot of them and maybe get more loaded than they realize because they are so sweet. And to that part of the conversation, I want to add this one. There's an energy drink that's creating a lot of buzz in every conceivable way. It creates a lot of buzz if you drink it, because there's a tremendous amount of caffeine in it, and it's been creating a lot of buzz because they're calling it cocaine. The name of the drink is called cocaine. It is loaded with caffeine. It's loaded with sugar. It's laced with herbs, vitamins, amino acids. These drinks have been the fuel of choice for a lot of kids, and you have a story here. There is a recent survey by researchers that found that an overdose of caffeine supplements triggered more than 250 reports to just one state's poison control, to the Illinois Poison Control Center over a three-year period. The average age of those affected was 21. At an ER in Berkeley, the doctor last year treated an 18-year-old who had arrived in an ambulance with sudden heart arrhythmia. The teenager had been drinking, listen to this, 8 16-ounce cans of Rockstar. And you know who owns Rockstar? Rockstar is owned by the son of talk host Mike Savage, whose real name is Michael Wiener. 8 16-ounce cans of Rockstar every evening to stay awake for his night job. And he was totally clueless that there was an amazing amount of caffeine in each one, and he was drinking 8 of them. So his heart was in a sort of arrhythmia. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Laura in Folsom, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Enid. Love your show, by the way, and I wanted
Thank
to
you.
Start with that, because for once I disagree a little bit about the comments you made with the last caller regarding Muslims and Islamic religion. And I guess what's frustrating to me is we don't hear what we should hear on the news because of who's running, you know, the news. You say you read 5 newspapers a day, but when do we actually get to hear it? It's like somebody, a Muslim person, saying, well, I think America's just like George Bush. You know, the Americans, I don't know enough about them. They look at us and think, well, we're just like George W. Bush.
Okay.
You know?
But do you recall after 9/11? Do you recall after the murder of Theo van Gogh, the Dutch filmmaker? Do you recall with all the controversy and the riots and the demonstration over those Danish cartoons? Do you recall hearing any responsible any press on any responsible Muslim leaders coming forward to say this is crazy, this is not what we believe in, this is not what we support? I didn't hear it from American Islam.
did we not hear it because the news doesn't want to cover it? Because, again, we're talking
I think you're too conspiratorial here. I think we didn't hear it because nobody came forward of any substance to say this is not a good thing.
See, and I just wonder, though, how much do the Muslims hear about Americans coming forward and protesting the war? They don't hear that side.
Well, if they're living in countries where there's no press freedom, such as we are becoming, and they're restricted, maybe they're not. But in this country, they're certainly hearing it. Anybody who's a Muslim in this country hears it. But you're going to have to name me some very prominent and serious Muslims who have come forward to say, to disavow 9/11. There was some tepid response, not a lot, that to disavow 9/11, to disavow the murder of Theo Van Gogh, even to disavow that fatwa that was over the head of Salman Rushdie. He needed bodyguards for years, a decade at least, I think.
Oh, no, and I completely agree with you, the fact that, you know, there's an extreme Islamic group, and it's just like in America when you have extreme Christian groups. So I guess it's just that one, that, you know, that extreme group can't be representative of an entire religion.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Have they hijacked the whole religion?
Yeah.
That's really the question, and I'm putting the call out to anybody who's a Muslim listener to set us straight. But, Laura, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate your comments. Let's head over to Eddie in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Eddie.
Well, speaking of extremists hijacking religion, can you say the Ku Klux Klan has hijacked Christianity? What we have is essentially the perpetrators of most violence in the Muslim world are they're taking advantage of the poor and the uneducated, and they're educating them within their madras schools or Wahhabi schools.
That's right.
And so they're kind of brainwashing from the get-go, but these people have nowhere else to go to.
Well, wait a minute. Could we say that Christianity is being hijacked by a lot of fundamentalists in this country?
Is the what?
Could we say that Christianity is being hijacked by a large group, but I don't think the predominant group, of fundamentalists in this country?
As a Christian myself, I say absolutely. It's hard for me to say that I'm a Christian in front of a lot of my progressive friends because they think of fundamentalist people who have hijacked a lot of what the faith is, think it's all about anti-homosexuality and anti-abortion when it's about helping the poor and helping the downtrodden.
But you do have people speaking out.
You do, and it gets pressed. But let's face it. Having some imam in Indiana say that, no, this was wrong what they did, does not make good TV. But seeing crowds of brown-skinned people shaking their fists and burning American flags makes for good TV.
So you're saying that TV has avoided the imam in Indiana or any place else who's come forward to say, we're responsible members of the community, we do not condone this?
Yes.
We condemn it? I don't think so, Eddie. I think you would, because I think that you would have, the tendency of the mainstream press is to be balanced.
No, the tendency of the mainstream press is try to sell what's going to sell, what people are looking for.
Yeah, but you don't have any evidence. So if there are, you've got to find some evidence. If you're telling me that there are all these people who have come forward in Islam to condemn some of these awful actions, that's fine, but where are they and where's your evidence that they have come forward and nobody covered it? The tree fell in the forest, but there was nobody there to hear it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have some lows tonight going on, right around 43. Scattered showers we might see tonight. Tomorrow, though, not any scattered showers, but highs near 50. Our traffic, eastbound 50, just west of 59th Street, we have a two-car crash. Eastbound 90, just west of Truxville Road, we have a two-car crash, slowing things down. Now, it's very slow on through that and on the way to the Capitol. Eastbound 50 at 59th Street, and westbound 50, just east of El Dorado Hills Boulevard, we have a two-car crash over there. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320. Sacramento's Left Channel.
Truth, according to Enid, will set you free.
Really?
Call her now at 349-1320.
Hello, hi, and how are you?
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th. At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cache Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cache Fever jackpot hits, a Cache Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cache Fever jackpot total and your Cache Club points online now at CacheCreek.com. So join Cache Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the 3 blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence. Great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it.
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was? It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You got all. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
If Romney gets the nomination, the tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels. Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
To the left, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Thursday edition of Enid Live, today's Thursday is our Friday. I'm going to be off tomorrow, but we'll be back with you on Monday, and you will be in good hands with Air America. And we have books that we're going to be giving away as well as we continue the discussion today. Yours until 7, 3 to 7. We have one line open, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We're talking about our usual potpourri of ideas. We're talking about Islam. We're talking about Ariana Fallaci's not-so-kind comments about Islam that got her into a bit of a soup, although she was pretty feisty. But I think what it taps into is a lot of people don't know a lot about Islam. And when we read stories about the fatwa over novelist Salman Rushdie's head, death threat, where he could not be without bodyguards, and I think they were provided primarily by the British government for, well, many years, I think about 10 years at least, he could not go anywhere because that death threat, that fatwa was in place. Then you see a Dutch filmmaker, Theo van Gogh, makes a film that some interpret as critical of Islam, and they murder him. And then, of course, there's 9/11. So a handful of hijackers seem to have hijacked the whole religion. I think there must be good Muslims and bad Muslims, as there are good Jews and bad Jews, and good Catholics and bad Catholics, and good Protestants and bad Protestants, and good Christians and bad Christians. I just think so. But what we are not hearing from the good Muslim community is an explanation of what's going on and some denunciation, some condemnation of these murders that are occurring. So we wonder, is this really part of the religion? We don't know. We are not clear about it. And when there are these cartoons that are published in Danish newspapers and people are dying as a result of it, and of course it's being fanned by certain Muslim leaders, we really don't know what to do because it's very different from what we are accustomed to in this country. Abdul in Sacramento, hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, I love your conversations and I love your show.
Thank you.
If I could, I'll try to get 2 points, but if I can only get one, this would be it. My dad, he's a Muslim, and he's been a Muslim all my life. And, you know, I've never seen him around any prominent, Muslims. You know, it's more like a private life that they go through. And though I don't really agree with trying to fight or do violence over, you know, any kind of somebody calling your God a name or cartoons or anything like that. You know, I just think, as an American Christian myself with a Muslim name, this kind of conversation kind of make it harder on me. Because people, you know, after 9/11, I've been treated different, and we eat.
Oh, I'm sure you have, Abdul. And there was just a story. There's a very big Muslim and Middle Eastern population in Michigan, around Dearborn, not too far from Detroit. And there was some sort of a convention or something, and so maybe she's in her 20s. She was she wears the head covering and everything, and she really felt very stared at and very, you know, since 9/11 feels like people shoot her dirty looks and that sort of thing.
Well, yeah, and plus, you feel it in the workplace, too. I work in nursing, so, I run across a lot of people. And it almost seemed like after, I let them know that I'm a Christian, they get more comforted. And, we go through the Bible, go through the, what chapters of the Bible I know and what I believe in. But at the same time, I've never seen my dad. He's not, and the other people that he's been around. My brother chose to go his way. I went my mom's way, which is like a Baptist Christian. And, but anyway, I just think it would be hard for anybody to, if people are dying because they're drawing these cartoons, if you're in their religion and you speak up, I think, they might kill you too, these people.
Well, that's it. Then our ideas of what Islam is even get more distorted. If somebody doesn't come out and say, look, what is it? Why is this happening? Why is it being fanned by certain clerics? And you expect certain clerics to hew to a higher standard. Not to mention all the fighting that we see going on, the Sunnis and the Shiites in Iraq. So we really are muddled about what's going on here. But I do. Go ahead.
Can I say, I guess this probably be the last part. Can I say, with the leadership that a lot of religions got, even with this, especially, and even with this one, back, you haven't seen real leadership from nobody. I don't know any real good leaders. I mean, there's a couple, but not in, I don't know now, but a couple good leaders nowadays, like, that you can call good leaders. But everybody else is just, I would say, garbage. You had back in the days with JFK and Lyndon Johnson.
Okay, so what you're saying, Abdullah, is that they're not leaders that are stepping forward in any religion. That's what you're saying. Is that right? Yeah.
I'm just saying that it isn't like when John Paul, Pope John.
We're gonna,
Paul,
you know what, Abdul, we're gonna leave it there. But I think I take your point, and I thank you for making it. 349-1320-866-2613-20. John in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, John.
Hey, Enid, how's it going?
Good.
Wonderful. You mentioned earlier that you weren't sure if our religion, or the American religion on a whole, I guess, would be what Christianity, if that had been hijacked. And I was just wondering if you could make the argument on whether or not, with the statements that the president has even said, as far as, punishing the evildoers, working in league with God, statements to that nature, if he has hijacked Christianity.
He may have. I don't have any doubts about that. That's why it's very possible that this handful of hijackers at 9/11 hijacked a whole religion. And then when you hear other stories, those become elements in the larger story of what sort of a religion is this? That if you criticize, if you do a cartoon, we are so accustomed to our dwindling First Amendment rights in this country that we are horrified if a cartoon runs that people could die over it.
Oh yeah, I'm not.
Or as if you make a movie that is offensive to certain clerics, that they will issue an order to kill the filmmaker. What kind of an ideology is it? And then when we're seeing plots that are broken in, say, London, that are terrorist plots fomented by disaffected Muslim youth whose parents probably have come to England for a better life or a more productive profession. And you see this going on, and it's happening apparently in certain of the mosques. Certain leaders are known for their fiery radicalism. Then you think, what is this? What is going on? They come to Western Europe to get better jobs, to live a certain kind of a life, and then they can't wait to undermine it. And where are the response? Now, maybe Islam is a religion where there's no real centralized authority, and there's nobody who stands, who can speak for a large group of people. I don't know. Or maybe everybody's just stunned by what's going on. They don't know what to say. I really don't know.
Well, I agree with you, and I'm not, condoning the actions that are taken in those incidents as far as, if there's a cartoon that person that, the artist should be maimed, not by any means. But at the same time, maybe the reason why there isn't an outcry from more authoritative figures in that religion is due to, fear.
Well, then what kind of a religion is it that you can't speak the truth, or you can't be in favor of humanitarian kinds of ideals or goals, and you can't say, look, don't murder somebody if you disagree with the cartoon or the depiction of Muhammad? Or then what's, I don't know. That's why I think we don't know enough, and we do need greater clarification. I thank you, John, for the call. 349-1320-866-2613-20. Sam in Rockland. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Sam.
Hey, Enid, how you doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
Hey, listen, I've been an American Muslim my whole life, and I thought I'd add to your discussion because I think your statement about not knowing enough is right on the ball. There's not enough representation in the Muslim world to speak about their religion and to condemn ridiculous actions by radicalism in their religion.
Well, see, what happens is because most of us don't know that much about it, and because of 9/11, and because of the news stories that I've just detailed that we hear, where people are getting killed for movies, murdered for movies and cartoons and so on, and we're still angry over at 9/11, about 9/11, over 9/11, and we had never really seriously went after Osama bin Laden past a certain point, so we have to take it out on somebody. And so what's happening is we are taking it out, not actively perhaps, but I think our anger spills over to the innocent, law-abiding Muslim citizen. And you saw that, I think, with the government prosecuting, and I think his name escapes me, but you know who I mean, the ice cream vendor and his son. And the father was finally released from jail, but the son is facing a very serious sentence if he doesn't get a new trial. But go ahead, Sam. The Lodi, I'll think of his name, but you know who I'm team. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I think another issue is what you said about the media. I'm surprised you didn't hear. I mean, you mentioned yourself that you haven't heard any outcry from the Muslim communities here or elsewhere. But that's actually not true. Every Muslim organization in the United States and in Western Europe has condemned most of the acts you're talking about. In fact, even myself and friends of mine, after 9/11, you know, I went to speak at schools and I wrote articles in the newspaper. The problem is, you know, to be honest with you, nobody cares. It gets very, very little play, and if we're speaking in terms of...
Well, but I know it. But if it's Sam from Rockland writing an article in the newspaper or a letter to the editor, it isn't the same as the Pope coming forward or the head of a major religious group coming forward. Do you see what I'm saying? And it's not going to get the same coverage.
Exactly, but that's the problem. The Muslim community is very fragmented. I mean, there's 1.2 billion Muslims in the world, and there's no organization. So you don't have these big, you don't have like a Pope.
Well, maybe what Islam and Muslims need to do is come together, which apparently has not been easy because there you have Wahhabi, a form of Islam, and you have the Sunnis and you have the Shiites, and who are hugely at war with each other in Iraq. Need I remind you? And by the way, the name of the ice cream vendor was Hayat. That was the family. Sam, I thank you very much for the call. I'm delighted that you called us, and we'll talk more about it as we continue. Let me just throw this into the conversation. The New York Times reported something really scary, and it hasn't gotten a whole lot of play. Do you remember when Dick Cheney was in Saudi Arabia a couple of weeks ago, and we weren't sure what that was all about? It turns out that King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia called Dick Cheney to Saudi Arabia. Well, let me begin the story, and then we'll continue it. Saudi Arabia has told the Bush administration that it might provide financial backing to Iraqi Sunnis in any war against Iraq's Shiites if the U.S. pulls its troops out of Iraq. So if we decide we're going to redeploy or pull our troops out, which at first the Pentagon said they wanted to double down and they wanted more troops, now they're saying let's redeploy. The Saudis, whom we owe a lot of money to, who have bailed us out of many, many crises, who control some of our oil, have said that if we pull out, the Saudis are going to throw their support to the Sunnis in any war against Iraq's Shiites. King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia conveyed that message to Dick Cheney 2 weeks ago during Cheney's whirlwind visit to Riyadh. During the visit, King Abdullah also expressed strong opposition to diplomatic talks between the U.S. and Iran. So Saudi Arabia, now controlling our foreign policy, saying, hey, we don't want you talking to Iran, and pushed, which the Baker Commission, the Iraq study groups, thought we should be talking to Iran and to Syria. The Saudis don't want us to talk to Iran, and pushed for Washington to encourage the resumption of peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians. In another report, apparently according to an insider, a former U.S., a senior U.S. official was quoted as saying that King Abdullah read the Riot Act to Cheney. So just file that away somewhere. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Enid, Missouri Flat Road at 50. We got a two-car crash over there on into Sacramento. Three-car crash eastbound I-80 just east of Madison Avenue. Northbound 99 just south of Sheldon Road, there's a two-car crash. And westbound I-80 just northbound, just west of northbound I-5. We have a two-car crash and a pedestrian. Looks like he's wandering inside the roadway. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Enid Goldstein, a sign of intelligent life in the political universe. On AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
The new movie, Shut Up.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly. Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... Alright, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all these things and going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal internet, that is you and me. You and me is that tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Left. It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
The first Noel the angels did say was to sit and pour shepherds in fields as they lay. With fields where they lay keeping the sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, Noel, Noel.
For
47 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. We like to think that we're giving you a Christmas gift every day here, Monday through Friday, 3 to 7, on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. And part of the gift that you give us is to participate in the conversation. I think it makes the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. And it makes it a richer experience for all of us. And I think what we are developing here on Enid Live is a wonderful conversation that happens every day from 3 to 7 that includes Sacramento and the area and many of you who don't even live here but who are listening via the net from far-flung places. And I think it helps to clarify some of what we're thinking about. I think it helps to, I think we're smarter at the end of it is what I think. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320, even if we haven't always agreed. It certainly sharpens the arguments. We have been talking about all kinds of things and Saudi Arabia where Dick Cheney was summoned by King Abdullah and read the Riot Act essentially saying that if we pulled out, that the Saudi would support one side over the other. And the Saudis do not want us talking to Iran. And I want to add to this. Let's go to the phones, and then I'm going to add to it. 349-1320, Mike and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Mike.
You are one fine Christmas present.
Well, I like your version of it. Thank you.
Hey, also, I would have loved to have been a mouse in the corner at that meeting with Prince Abdullah and Dick Cheney. And I have a feeling it would have gone something along the lines of, you know, great job there, Snarl. You and Smirk have really screwed things up now, messed up the neighborhood. You know, now you're going to leave us no option except to fight a proxy war with Iraq with Iran. And by the way, we're going nuclear. And so tell Israel, put that in their pipe and smoke it a while.
Well, I'm telling you, the whole thing is a mess. This was a war that we never needed to be in. We should never have been in. Look what it's coming to. There are all these things that are, when you talk about the law of unintended consequences, this is certainly one of them. And we're boxed into a corner, so I don't know what's going to become of us.
Well, everybody, including the Saudis, was trying to tell them what a bad idea that was going to be in the first place. So I can imagine that they're pretty peeved at this point.
Well, and listen, I think what Americans don't really realize is how dependent we have been on the Saudis. They have bailed us out of a lot of things. When we have been low on money, if you can believe it, the Saudis have come to our rescue. We've worked all kinds of deals with the Saudis. And so, what do they say? He who pays the piper calls the tune? That's what's happening.
Well,
payback.
Between them and China, they pretty much hold our paper here in the United States.
That's right.
And, you know, if China gets a little bit peeved about Saudi Arabians messing around with their assets in Iran, then it could be an even bigger deal. And I don't see any way out of this thing that's going to be a positive thing at this point. I think that basically they've gotten us into something that we can't get out of, and it's about time that they're held accountable for that at least.
Mike, I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-2613-20. There has been a conference going on in Iran on the Holocaust. Well, Holocaust, and that's in quotation marks, because it was filled with a lot of Holocaust deniers. Now, what I have always had a problem with is in England, if you deny the Holocaust, you can be held off to the pokey for that, and maybe even in Germany, too. I think you're stupid if you deny the Holocaust. I think you're brain dead if you do, but I don't think it's something that you should be hauled off to the pokey for, even though I am Jewish, actually. But it is sort of the same sort of thing that we see, same scenario we see with this administration that is that are science deniers, or you have Holocaust deniers. I set this up because you had David Duke, a former KKK leader, who was in Iran a big Holocaust denier himself, as it turns out. I didn't realize that, but he is. He was there. Let me see if I can find the relevant paragraph here. Well, anyway, here was KKK, former KKK leader David Duke. He tells of the Iran Holocaust conference that gas chambers were not used to kill Jews. Okay. He says this. And now, because cable TV, I think they have, I think we have more listeners than a lot of cable TV has viewers. I think maybe MSNBC, well, the one figure I heard was about 60,000 viewers. So here is Wolf Blitzer. They're trying to get their ratings up, and they have David Duke on, who now goes after Wolf Blitzer as being a paid Israeli agent. And I guess it was quite a dust up. I didn't see it. But bloggers are slamming CNN. You know, do you want anything to get the ratings up? I guess it doesn't matter. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We'll get to your calls as we continue. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Traffic is going smoothly in some places. North Bend 99 to south of Consumnis River College, though. We do have a two-car crash over there. It looks like it's not really going good over there. Nice and slow. 5 to 10 mile per hour traffic. Slow around the Capitol. Coming back, I-5 southbound into J Street. Two-car crash there, slowing things down as well. And eastbound I-80 just east of West El Camino Avenue, we have a two-car crash. Emergency vehicles are responding now in the left-hand lane. And Main Avenue just east of Del Paso Road, a two-car crash over there. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Talk radio for the left of us. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
This is News 10 Now. I'm Christina.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next, burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area. So stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's terror. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
Christmas is the time to say I love you. Share the joy and laughter and the cheer. Christmas is the time to say I love you. And the feeling that'll last all through the year.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
Come
7 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7. We're talking about David Duke. Bloggers have slammed his appearance on Wolf Blitzer's show. Wolf Blitzer introduced him as a former KKK member, and David Duke hated that and called Wolf Blitzer a paid agent of
Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Cream was one of many musical acts nurtured, promoted, made famous, and rich by producer Ahmet Ertegun, the founder of Atlantic Records. Ertegun died today at 83. He'd been hospitalized since injuring his head in a fall at a Rolling Stones concert in New York. Anthony DeCurtis of Rolling Stone magazine.
When he, you know, signed a band like Cream, you know, he knew exactly who they were. When he signed Led Zeppelin, you know, he knew exactly who they were. You know, this was somebody who, you know, who was not looking at marketing studies to tell him what he was supposed to do. He went on the basis of his instincts and his tremendous love and tremendous knowledge about music.
Ertegun, a Turkish immigrant, seemed to have an innate understanding of what the American public wanted.
They want to hear about Rock Me Mama, you know, music they can sing and dance to, and that is real American music.
Ertegun signed a whole range of artists from ABBA to Led Zeppelin. Cautious optimism about Senator Tim Johnson, the chief U.S. Capitol physician, says the South Dakota Democrat is making an uncomplicated recovery from surgery to stop the bleeding in his brain, and he's responsive to both word and touch. Apparently, the experts were right when they warned menopausal women against taking hormones. CBS News correspondent Dan Revive has the story.
A 7% drop in breast cancer in the U.S. in 1 year, and the researchers at the University of Texas say the decline was even greater, 12% in women 50 and older. That was 2002 to 2003. The researchers say something went right, and they believe the main reason is that millions of women, middle age and up, heeded cancer warnings around that time and stopped using HRT, hormone replacement therapy. This was revealed at a conference on breast cancer in San Antonio. Dan Revive, CBS News.
A group of educators and business leaders calls for big changes in schools. CBS News correspondent Tagia Asuras is on the story.
one of the key recommendations is that all high school students should really be streamed to college. All of them won't get there. But the way to do this is to make sure that they are able to pass tests, examinations that at 16 years old would give them the option of going to college, so that they would have to pass rigorous tests. Teachers would have to pass rigorous assessments, be taught better, and be paid more, and therefore more teachers, better teachers, would be attracted into the system.
Cause for celebration on Wall Street this afternoon. At the closing bell, the Dow was up 99 points to another record close, 12,416.
Santa Claus rally going. There's a lot of positive momentum. Corporate earnings are strong. Retail sales are hanging in there, so the consumer is still hanging in there. And a lot of people don't want to sell right now because there's also a tax incentive to holding off until after the first of the year.
CBS News business reporter Alexis Christophorus. This is CBS News.
Tiger Balm presents football superstar Jerry Rice.
Foxtrot.
I can't believe I'm dancing with Jerry Rice.
I can't believe dancing is as hard as playing wide receiver.
Tango.
I'm sorry.
You okay?
Yeah. How do you manage all the aches and pains?
Tiger Balm.
Really?
Tiger Balm works fast and lasts a long time.
Samba.
Whoa. Oh, sorry. I'm such a klutz.
Maybe we should stop.
No, just get me some Tiger Balm.
You sure?
Just get me the Tiger Balm.
If you suffer from aches and pains, go for the balm. Tiger Balm. Now in a convenient, easy-to-apply patch. At drugstores, mass discount stores, supermarkets, and health food stores everywhere.
The big one, really big, really,
really
big.
Don't miss the big one at Kohl's this Friday and Saturday. It's our biggest sale of the season. Save extra during power hours, featuring 100 night owl and early bird specials. Friday, 3 p.m. to midnight, and Saturday, 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. Save an extra 15% on diamond jewelry, already 60% off, and all toys already 10 to 50% off. Get an extra 10% off all kitchen electrics, already 15 to 50% off, and a digital camera, only $89.99. It's the big one this Friday and Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Advisors to the Food and Drug Administration will make recommendations tomorrow on whether the benefits of the antibiotic Ketek outweigh the risks. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato explains.
Five government-hired experts closely studied 53 cases in which Ketek was suspected of causing severe liver disease. They linked the antibiotic to more than half of them. An FDA advisory panel is reviewing the popular drug. Ketek's maker, Sanofi Aventis, presented its own research led by George Washington University liver specialist James Lewis.
The safety appears quite comparable to other drugs already on the market.
This review also was prompted by a controversy over how the drug was originally approved. A congressional probe finds the FDA didn't tell the panel that a key company safety study was being investigated for fraud. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Silver Spring, Maryland.
You might get your kicks on Route 66, but Interstate 40 in Tennessee is the best road in America. That's according to Overdrive, a magazine for truckers. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
And now, Enid Live continues on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome to the Thursday. Actually, it's sort of our fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live because I'm going to be off tomorrow, but back with you on Monday. And so you're going to be in great hands though with Air America, but to compensate you, we're giving away, well, I receive many, many books from publishers, and I keep many books, which is really a problem because I love books. I wish I had more time to inhale those books. And every time I move, which has lately been four times in the last 4 years, one end of the country to the other, it seems. The books weigh a lot. They weigh a lot, and so therefore they're not inexpensive to move them. Anyhow, I have books that I'm going to be giving away. It's sort of a Christmas gift, a Hanukkah gift, Kwanzaa gift to our wonderful listeners whom we love. We haven't met most of you. We've only met a few of you on the phone. because only, you know, less than 1%, fewer or less than, the grammarians among us, please tell me, less than 1% of the audience ever calls. So we would love to hear from more of you. We love to hear the range of voices. It doesn't cost you anything to call us. It is completely toll-free, and I think we give you a big bang for your buck, since it doesn't even cost you a buck to make the phone call. You are heard by an increasingly large audience. You are heard in places that you don't even know you're going to be heard in, because we stream live, and that's at 1320leftchannel.com. And I know we have listeners in the Virgin Islands, and we have listeners in Texas, and I know we have listeners in Colorado and all over the place. 349-1320 is the number if you're in the 916 area code. And if you're not, 866-626-1320. And you can email me, enid@kctc.com. We're talking about all kinds of things today, and I want to add to the conversation, and here it is. There is a new survey out that tells us that the U.S. is more pessimistic on the Iraq war. One in five, so 20% of us believe that Bush will take the right course, and 80% of us believe that he won't. So only 20, and somebody called the people in the administration a bunch of diplomatic go-kart racers, more interested in speed than in strategy. And if you were listening earlier, we talked about how Dick Cheney was summoned to Saudi Arabia. They've read him the Riot Act, that if we pull out, they're going to support the Sunnis in any war instead of in any war against the Shiites. And they don't want us talking to Iran either. And since they have bailed us out, they are telling us what we're going to do. And that they don't want us pulling out. 349-1320-866-626-1320. There are a lot of people who also believe that history is not going to be kind to Dickie. A majority of Americans predict history's view of George W. Bush will be harsh. Americans predict. This is a USA Today Gallup poll. 54% majority believe that Bush is going to be judged as a below average or poor president, more than double the negative ratings given to any of his five most recent predecessors, including Bill, I can't keep my pants zipped up, Clinton. The public sees the war in Iraq as a failure, and that is at the center of it, said Robert Dalek, who is a presidential biographer. He's written actually a very nice, very good biography of Lyndon Johnson. Criticized for the war and the administration's response to Hurricane Katrina, Bush has lost his credibility, Dalek says, and you can't govern when people don't trust you. Presidents are often viewed very differently by history when they are than they are by their contemporaries. But this it looks like Dickie is going to be harshly judged. We've also been talking about some drinks, buzz drinks. Among them, a buzz drink called cocaine that got to be very controversial because a lot of parents don't want their kids drinking something cocaine. It isn't really made of cocaine, which it wouldn't allow to be anyway and be sold over the counter. It has got a tremendous amount of caffeine in it. And then there's something called Alka-Pops, which is some combination of sweetie, soda-y, poppy kind of stuff with hard liquor. And it was going to be taxed at the lower rate, the beer rate, and then California reversed itself. And there's a movement afoot to tax it at the higher rate, distilled spirits rate, in an attempt to discourage its use among the young, the kids that it's targeted to reach. I don't think that raising the price is going to have a significant impact. I wonder what you think about that. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Janet in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Janet.
Hi. Well, that was a good lead-in on the Alka-Pops.
Well, you thank you for hanging in with us before, but we were off on another tangent. So
well,
you glad you called. Glad you called us.
My comment, compared to the really good comments I heard, my comment seemed so trivial. I just would almost have been embarrassed to make it in the context of that conversation. But now that we're back, I'm kind of trivial.
Listen, I have to tell you, nothing is too trivial for Enid Live.
Okay, well, I am an accountant by training, and basically, if you look at $3.30 and you figure that an Alka-Pop is about 4 ounces of liquid, or let's just say liquor at the absolute very most, what you're looking at is about 10 cents an Alka-Pop. And I don't think that's going to discourage anyone from doing anything.
Is that all it's going to be if you get an Alka-Pop,
yeah,
an extra 10 cents?
128 ounces in a gallon.
Okay.
Figure you got 4 ounces of alcohol at the very most.
But it's $3.30 per what?
It's you said $3.30 per gallon is what they were going to tax it at, right?
I don't know if I said that.
Okay.
Is that what I said?
Yeah, $3.30 instead of the lower rate.
Wait a minute. Let me just be sure if that's what I really said. Yes, I did. Oh, you know what? Janet, do you want to do this show? You have a better memory than I do. $3.30 a gallon. That's right.
I do numbers. Okay, so you figure you got 32 Alka-Pops out of a gallon at the very, very conservatively 32. You can probably go 50 or 60, but at 32 each, look at $3.20. You're looking at about 10 cents, 11 cents.
So it'll be great for the state. The state will rake in the money, and it will have no deterrent effect on kids anyway. And you know what?
No deterrent effect whatsoever. The only benefit is the state gets the money.
You know, I'll tell you what. If they put some alcohol into Louis Vuitton or Prada products or something like that, the kids would inhale that, too. Because if it's cool for kids, they don't care. The fact that it's actually more expensive or even overpriced or even inflated in terms of price is actually a plus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well,
designer popsicles.
Has anybody had? I have never had, because for a long time I did not drink coffee because it was just too much caffeine. Have you had cocaine or Red Bull or a Rockstar, these really highly caffeinated beverages?
Well, my son drinks them, and actually he's 26, and he drinks them because he gave up coffee, so he picks up Monster instead.
Are you kidding? There's like double the amount of caffeine in these things.
He will now drink only one. Because one day he drank six and passed out.
Did you have to take him to the hospital?
No, he was living in Arizona at the time.
How could he pass out from too much caffeine? I would think that he'd be climbing the walls.
He passed out.
He passed out. Well, there's a story here of a kid who was in arrhythmia because he drinks eight of these things a night to stay awake.
Yeah, well, I think arrhythmia could cause you to pass out too.
Okay. Well, I'm glad, you know, keep him off this stuff. This stuff is...
He's limited himself to like three a week.
Well, what everybody was screaming about was that one brand is called cocaine, so they're screaming about the name, not the content. Isn't that typical of our country?
I think that's probably more targeted at young kids who think that it's cool.
Well, I think it's kids in their teens and in their 20s.
Yeah,
it's a tremendous amount of caffeine. It's mixed in with other things too, lots of sugar. And there are a Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois, found an overdose of caffeine supplements triggered more than 250 reports to the Illinois Poison Control Center over a 3-year period. So there are really some consequences here. Janet, I thank you very much for the call.
You're very welcome.
349-1320, 866. 626-1320. I have to share with you something. I am nostalgic for this. This is written by a friend of mine, Joe Honig, who had a Sacramento connection. I think he's a good friend. Remember when Van Gordon Sauter ran KVIE? And Van Gordon Sauter is the guy who was responsible for bringing Dan Rather to CBS when he ran CBS News in New York. There are a lot of people who are now, at this time of year, contemplating getting on an airplane and going somewhere, visiting family, taking a trip, maybe going somewhere where it's warm or warmer for the holidays, or where it's colder and going skiing, or wherever this is a busy time of year for airline traffic. And I want to share this with you because it's the headline is Sights and Smells of Travel, Still Longing for the Old Days. On a sparkling December day, its elegant lines gleam in the New York sun. In truth, few transit structures match the artfulness of architect Eero Saarinen's graceful creation, JFK International Airport's now shuttered TWA terminal. And this, by the way, this piece ran in the Chicago Tribune. A sweeping concrete scallop of white, it reminds some of us of a time when air travel was more than onerous transport. A pre-digital time, a pre-flip-flop time, a time when singlets were worn under starched white shirts or by male leads in A Streetcar Named Desire. Certainly not aloft in mixed company. Regrettably, the master Saarinen is long dead. TWA, once Howard Hughes' very own airline, flies only in our memories. And smartly dressed travelers, men with shoe shines, women with hat boxes, depart mostly in vintage films. Trust me, I've spent a good bit of this year flying about the country and believe my fellow travelers could use some of what The Late Show has to impart. No, nothing as drastic as Cary Grant or Eva Marie Saint makeovers. Recall this silken pair racing through the train station in Hitchcock's North by Northwest. Just a few more clothes. buttoned and zipped, some footwear too, and let's not forget shaves and showers. In transit at 30,000 feet, I have glimpsed too many navels and tattoos on bare shoulders. Adding to my discomfort, these ragged ticketed specimens, uncovered or otherwise, are not glowing, gleaming advertisements for youth and physical culture. Far from it. They are instead grown men guilty of too much starchy food and too little exercise. They are weighty middle-aged moms and matrons in less than flattering activewear. For we have arrived at that miserable point in our history where it not only is semi-glamorous to be stupid, consider the barely literate denizens of MTV's Laguna Beach or Cribs, it's more than okay to sit in a $500 airline seat without your shoes. Moreover, there is a good chance your seatmate will be wearing the same outfit or non-outfit he or she wore on a jet ski that morning. Charming. Oh, and forgive me if I add land-based vacation attire to my list of travel eyesores, because this past summer, that 10th grader of mine joined me on a tour of Washington, after which I can only conclude that Americans on holiday don't have an abundance of respect for symbols of state. For rubber thongs paced White House floors. I saw them for myself. This after clocking dozens of would-be Stanley Kowalskis prowling the Capitol Rotunda and General Washington's stately Mount Vernon home. Since this is a family newspaper, I will spare you some of the more graphic lettering emblazoned on T-shirts and ball caps. By comparison, my own salad days, he said, were downright formal. Jeans ruled, sure, but without torn and tattered accents. Tattoos were mostly for rakish servicemen. Sandals, by and large, were for Woodstock. A lot of us even wore jackets to dinner, even though they were made of buckskin. Alas, the romance and sophistication that once accompanied travel now belonged to the music of Cole Porter, to a dapper Fred Astaire crooning aboard some backlot ocean liner. Cole, Fred, they have taken that away from me, from all of us. We travel, many of us, in postmodern steerage. Boors with nothing to say yelp into cell phones until a captain's last warning. All manner of dishes, brown bagged for travel, leach pungent odors in close-quartered cabins. No cigarettes, please, but don't hesitate to pass the lamb. Though if you think such offenses are confined to tourist or economy sections, think again. That great social equalizer, the frequent travel credit, has opened first class and business seats to passengers of all fashion and hygiene styles. Wear a tie and you might be mistaken for an air marshal. Of course, that was until Sky Cops argued that coats and neckwear blew their covers, winning the right to dress down on the job. Meanwhile, I brace for another cross-country flight, trying to steel myself against the sights and smells of America on the move. In flight, a cocktail or two seems to help. Earplugs are godsends, as is one great doorstop of a novel. And maybe, with a little luck, there is an un-hip-hop audio channel, something with the King Cole Trio or Classic Sinatra. Nat can sing of gliding down Route 66, and I'll visualize him elegant and gleaming behind the wheel. Then Frank can swing in to Come Fly With Me, and I'll remember row after row of cufflinks and worsted. Because there was indeed a time when many of us traveled as if we'd already arrived. Isn't that interesting? I'm wondering who is buying clothing when nobody wears it. You know, when I see all these ads, and the newspapers now are thick with ads this time of year of all these great clothes, but a lot of people work at home. A lot of people never get out of their bunny slippers and robes. And who is dressing up? You see people my mother and grandmother's age at the theater, women wearing sweats. So, 3, 4, 9, but I love that last line. There was a time, writes Joe Honig, when many of us traveled as if we'd already arrived. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have lows tonight right around 43. We're going to see highs tomorrow near 50. Some scattered showers tonight. I don't think we're going to see too much tomorrow. Maybe some drizzles. Our traffic slow. South Bend 99 right there by Fruit Ridge Road. We have a two-car crash. Northbound Sunrise Boulevard at Gold Country. Marconi Avenue at Watt Avenue. And Northbound 160 at Northgate Boulevard. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Good job, Brangan. And you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. It's full frontal radio.
How would you like to cut your mortgage?
New rule. Jewish people have to start. The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to. Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cash Creek Casino Resort.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sacjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sacjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sacjobs.com is a click away. At sacjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Live, local, and left. It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
26 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. It's actually our Friday, and so a lot of things. We're talking about many, many things. It's really a flea market today because there are a lot of things that I wanted to get to, and we haven't gotten to them, and we're just throwing them all into the pot today. And feel free to respond to all of them. We've been talking about Islam. We've been talking about people who are good Muslims and bad Muslims, and I think the bad ones have hijacked the religion in some ways from the good Muslims, and yet there hasn't been a huge condemnation about it. And then you have writers like Oriana Fallaci, and some of you have called in because I quoted her when she died recently, and she was considered a really feisty first-rate interviewer, the likes of which you really don't see anymore, and she never pulled her punches, and she certainly didn't pull it about Islam. And so some of you have been calling and reminding me of that, and you're mad at me for having quoted her, but I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about Islam among Westerners, among Americans. I think we don't know that much about the religion. We haven't heard enough condemnations of the bad acts by maybe the people who have tried to hijack the religion. And I think there's still a lot of lingering resentment from the stories that we do hear, the murder of a Dutch filmmaker because some cleric or other didn't like the depiction of Islam in that film, or the fatwa, the murder attempts, or the fatwa that hung over the head for many years of Salman Rushdie, himself a Muslim. Or the rioting and the loss of life over the Danish cartoon. So we've been talking about that. We've been talking about taxing Alka-Pops, about these highly caffeinated drinks like Rockstar and a new drink that was very controversial called cocaine. We've been talking about politics. We have been talking about Dick Cheney, who was summoned to Saudi Arabia and read the Riot Act, because the Saudi Arabians are going to tell us that we're not going to be able to get out of Iraq so quickly. Lawrence O'Donnell, by the way, who is a Democrat, and he says that he agrees with Rush. Rush Limbaugh is vexed, he says, by the Iraq Study Group. And he said at first Rush said the group's report was not a cut and run prescription. He now says this is cut and run, surrender without the words. And guess what? Lawrence O'Donnell, who is a Democrat, as far as I know, says Rush is right. This is just another way to cut and run without saying it, because America never formally surrenders, so we have to call surrender something else. In Vietnam, we called it Vietnamization. Henry Kissinger spent years negotiating the terms of our surrender there and ended up with a deal that he could have gotten on the first day he went to work in the Nixon White House. The Americans leave and North Vietnam wins. The Iraq Study Group delivered a plan for the Iraqization of the combat, complete the training of the Iraqi, quote, army and, quote, police, and that's big time in quotes, then embed some American officers with Iraqi units and wish them luck as the bulk of the American forces sneak out the back door without anyone ever using the word surrender. So that's what Lawrence O'Donnell has had to say about that. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Guess who we're getting some advice from in the matter of Syria? The New York Sun is reporting that this con man who helped to lead us into the war in Iraq is now brokering something or other with Syria, and that's Ahmad Chalabi. Maybe the Bush administration's point man in reaching out to Syria. I mean, this man is amazing. And it is being reported that Karl Rove is going to be done with politics as soon as he leaves the White House, which I think he's sort of been marginalized, I think, with the trouncing in the last election. There's an article that claims that Karl Rove, which some people refer to him as Bush's brain, will not continue participating in national politics beyond his tenure, his current tenure inside the White House. He's calling himself a former political consultant, and he said that he was going to stay out of the game of politics. So, you know, why should he be in the game of politics when he can probably give speeches at five and six figures? Charlie Rangel, who we like a lot and who is very funny, and he says, he says that Bush is in, and I cannot say the last word, but it's preceded by the word deep. And it is popularly referred to in family newspapers as a, quote, barnyard epithet. So he's in deep, well, let's just call it deep doo-doo. Charlie Rangel talking about Bush, and he's got a problem. He's the decider, but he can't decide what to do. Americans say that the U.S. is losing the war. Nearly 8 in 10 Americans favor changing the U.S. mission in Iraq from direct combat to training Iraqi troops. And most of us believe that this is the worst president by far that we've had in the last five presidents. First, the Pentagon said it wanted to put more troops in, and now it's talking about moving troops out. Tony Snow, who doesn't know when you ask him tough questions, has now apologized to David Gregory for calling him partisan. The right wing, it looked like, was trying to go after, and Fox News was trying to go after David Gregory for asking pointed questions, for sort of becoming the Sam Donaldson of the White House press corps. And Tony Snow tried to marginalize him, as they've been successful in marginalizing a lot of people, but now he's for some reason forced to apologize. Voters are favoring John McCain over Hillary Clinton in the 2008 election at this point. Given a choice between McCain and Clinton, half of those surveyed said that they would vote for McCain, compared with 36% for Hillary. In a matchup with Romney, the poll indicated that Clinton would win by just 6 percentage points, 42 to 36. So McCain is a stronger candidate than Mitt Romney. And if you were looking at a race between McCain and Clinton right now, you would be looking at McCain at about 50% and Hillary Clinton at 36%. A lot of people think that race will trump gender, that Hillary is not electable, that she might have all the money, she might have all kinds of staff and an apparatus in place, but that if Barack Obama, and it's being reported that he's running some ads now in, I think, New Hampshire, that if he steps forward and goes for it, that he will he'll sweep her away because he's cuter and he's more charming and he's a guy. But there are a lot of people who think that if you're a black in America, you can't be elected. Well, you can think of Obama as black, but his mother's white. And if you're Jewish, it always goes by what your mother is. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Okay, if this is just out, if I were to ask you the question, what is the most literate city in America? Do you have an answer for me? Do you know which one it is? Think. Where, and it would be a city that would have the highest per capita book sales. What is the most literate city in America? Well, I'm going to ask you that question, and I'm going to take a call, and then maybe you can answer it for me. 349-1320-866-626-1320. And where is Sacramento on that list, do you think? John in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, John.
Hi, Dad. You know, I think a lot of the voters already make up their mind about the 2008 because, in the knowing it, that a lot of the voters already agreed that the Democrats handled better economy and the fiscal crisis and the deficits, and then the Republican better on handling national defense. So I think the combination they're looking for 08 would be a Republican president or a Democratic Congress.
Well, wait a minute. How can you say that the Republicans are better at handling national security? What a mess.
No, I understand that. No, I understand they're not. But the thing is that they think that on the most far-right president, like the way Bush is handling, yes, it's not. But when you have somebody like McCain that have experience with, and also is a moderate.
McCain is calling for 30,000 more troops. He wants to see more troops in Iraq. Even the Pentagon is pulling away from that.
No, I understand that. Because what it is that, I think a lot of the strategists really do agree. If you really want to win, I think they're still looking for us for winning it. So by putting more troops, they could win it. But that's what they're saying, obviously. But it's a hopeless war anyway.
Well, it's very hopeless. And I guess Lawrence O'Donnell agrees with Rush Limbaugh on one thing, and that's that the conclusion of the Iraq study group is cut and run, even if they
right.
never use the word. I thank you for the call, John. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Jeff in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well. All right, what is the most literate city in America?
I believe it'd be something, like Portland, Seattle, something where, a lot of coffee shops, a lot of, readers, bookstores.
You're really close. You got it. It's Seattle. And Portland, even though it has the best bookstore, Powell's, which is just an amazing experience. It's what, a couple of blocks, a one block? It's new books. It's used books. Portland is 10 on this list.
But 10.
Yeah, Seattle's number one.
Oh, okay.
San Francisco, where would you put San Francisco on the list?
Boy, I think it would be up there pretty high. I think it would, I bet you, within the top 15. top 10?
Well, you're good. You're really good at this, Jeff. It is number 9. But last year it was number 5, so it's gone down 4 places.
Man, that's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. But Seattle, I'll give you the top 10 ranking, and then I'll tell you where's Sacramento, since you're looking at your crystal ball. Where's Sacramento?
I don't know. Man, Sacramento would be, you know, I don't even want to guess. Like the truth.
You well,
know.
You got have you got an into you got a hit on this?
You know the you know I think the schooling now you know 25. You know.
Not bad, 33. And yeah, but that list of the other is from a different list, and some of the rankings are slightly different. So the number 33 could be different on this other than what I have on the top 10. But I'm going to give you the top 10 since you were you're really good at this, Jeff.
Can I ask you really quick, Salt Lake City? How would that?
Salt Lake City. Well, let me see. Well, because they don't have anything to do but go to bookstores there?
No, that's where I'm from.
All right, wait a minute. I'm going to try. It's not alphabetical.
Oh. Okay.
So I'm going to, I think I'm going to have to ask you to listen, and you can, and if it shows up on the list, because we only have it going to the top, I don't see it, and I'm already in the 50s. I don't see Salt Lake City, but I haven't, maybe I missed it. I may have missed it. If I find it, I'll announce it on the air, but I'll give you the top 10.
Okay.
Number 1, Seattle. And I'm not surprised about that, because it's got the highest per capita book sales in the country, I was always told. I lived there for a little while. Minneapolis is number 2, and there was a big story in the New York Times on how hip Minneapolis has become with all its art museums and with its galleries, with its theater. It has, you know, the Guthrie. It's got a lot of stuff, and it's got Garrison Keillor. Number 3, there's a tie between Atlanta and Washington, D.C. And then it goes to, so I guess, so then it jumps to 5. I don't know why, but it does. St. Paul. 6
really?
Is Pittsburgh, 7 is Cincinnati, 8 is Denver, 9 is San Francisco, and 10 is Portland. So those are the top 10 cities for being most literate.
Yeah, I got to tell you, you know, I listen to you, you know, driving, flipping through the dial. I don't agree with a lot. I don't agree, you know, but I do, you know, I like your show.
You know. Jeff, thank you. I'm delighted. And if you don't agree, call in and give me hell.
Okay.
All right. I thank you for the call. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, I've got to tell you that I grew up about an hour and a half away from Salt Lake City, Utah. And maybe they're literate, I don't know, but the drivers are not. None of them know how to read signs, and they're not really sure what a blinker is. I'm very proud to live in Sacramento. Fair Oaks Boulevard at Sunset Avenue, we have a two-car crash. Northbound I-5 at P Street, so two cars. Northbound I-5 at Northbound 99 and Eastbound 50, just west of Southbound 15th Street. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. The only channel left.
New rule, stop whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the 3 blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is, riding on the bus with poor people. New rule, call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence. Great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $100.
$750. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Halls Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it.
Mitt Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy. See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You got all. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
If Romney gets the nomination, the tunnels win. Think about it. Tourists, Terra, Earth, tunnels. Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly.
Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Talk to Enid now,
3:29:13:20. 5:44 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, and then we won't see each other again until Monday, but you're going to have some great programming with Air America tomorrow. I'll be off tomorrow, but back with you on Monday. So we have to wrap up all the business that we have with each other today, and there are lots of things that we've been talking about. And today, and this is something I haven't had a chance to talk about, but I would like to. There is a ban of online gambling that has come down. There were all these offshore places so that Americans could gamble online, and now that's not happening. At the same time, we see the expansion of Indian gaming casinos. And in Sacramento today, the front page story is that there's a new ordinance, and it will let local clubs boost the betting, these card clubs, card rooms, to $1,000. When it, from $49, so it's a big limit increase to a hand to $1,000 a hand, and then I think they're going to allow another card room. So it's not a. What are your thoughts about this? Is this, do we care about regulating gambling other than taking our share of the proceeds as a in the way that we tax casinos and so on? Is this, in other words? It is seductive to gamble easily. If you try to prohibit it, it's like prohibiting alcohol, and it doesn't work. And if you let people do too much of it, then they gamble away everything. And but I think those people are probably always going to be doing that. It's always going to be a struggle for them. Not everybody is addicted. All addictions, all people aren't addicted equally. And I just wonder, how, to what extent are we regulating it, or have we lost? People are betting on everything now. And with all the internet betting that was going on, in which there's a crackdown now on internet betting, you could, you know, you almost didn't need the corner bookie. So here is Sacramento. It has 8 tables at the Capitol Casino on North 16th Street. They're packed, and people are waiting in line. And so now a new city ordinance taking place, taking effect on January 1, will allow the card rooms to increase the wagering limit. The amount of player can go all in for from $49 a hand to $1,000 a hand. And it also raises the number of tables allowed at each card room from 8 to 9. There's a desire in Sacramento to play cards, maybe because they think the popularity of Texas Hold'em. We're trying to make it easier, says Robbie Waters, who's a former Sacramento County Sheriff, who supported relaxing the rules. We're trying to make it easier for them to run a profitable business in Sacramento and not push everybody off to the casinos. The council unanimously passed the ordinance in November. The vote came after the legislature passed a law earlier in the year that shifts responsibility for wagering limits away from the state to cities and to counties. Anti-gambling advocates have spoken out against loosening card room restrictions, saying that there's already too much betting in California. Fueled largely by the expansion of Indian casinos, gambling is a $13 billion with a B dollar a year industry in California. Card rooms represent a sliver of that, generating about $800 million a year. While this may seem like a minor change, it's part of an effort by the gambling industry to get an even bigger slice of the American purchasing power, said an anti-gambling advocate. Gambling siphons off money from the regular business community, not to mention all the social problems. City officials say that they've had few problems with the city's 3 operating card rooms. There's the Capitol Casino, there's the Limelight, often referred to as the Slimelight, on Alhambra, and the Silver Fox on Stockton Boulevard. Duffy's Card Room and Casino on El Camino hasn't reopened since the fire in late 2004. Card rooms say they need more tables and higher limits to compete not only with Indian casinos, but also with lotteries, horse racing, online gambling, and the myriad forms of wagering available today. Talk to me about gambling and why it's so popular. I think gambling is very popular because you think you're... Well, maybe it's a funny combination of thinking you're in control and actually you're not in control. I watched a guy. I was trying to buy a newspaper, which would have taken 2 seconds. And there was a guy ahead of me in the convenience store who wanted one of every single lotto game that there was and couldn't say, "I want one of every single one," at the outset, which would have made the whole transaction a lot smoother and shorter. Instead, he thought about it. "I want one of those," and then one of the, "Okay, and then I want one of those," and it took forever. And I thought, you have just thrown away your money. You have got less chance here of winning the lotto than you do of being hit by a terrorist, or getting married, or reading a newspaper daily if you're under the age of 35. It's just not going to happen. And I once remember spending a certain amount of time, I've spent a time in various casinos, and I remember once being in Reno, and the dealers look like impoverished miners' widows, and there did seem to be a pretty joyless atmosphere, and people looked to me like they were gambling away the milk money, and I thought, if you're going to gamble, and all of life is a gamble. There's a lot of gambling in life, and there's a lot of wagering. At least do it in a situation where you have, where the odds are at least even, or even maybe slightly in your favor, or grandly in your favor. The odds are not in your favor when you're gambling at any of these casinos. The odds are in the house's favor. And I hate these. I have friends who love going to these places, and I can't stand them because you can't breathe, at least in Colorado. Now, I don't know to what extent smoking is or is not allowed in the California casinos. I haven't been to any lately in California. But it's really depressing to me because it's so, people are so intent and there's no joy. I say gamble in life. I don't think you probably can do too much about it. I don't think you can put the genie back into the bottle. People are always going to gamble. And when it wasn't legal, they always found ways. And my dad, who used to say, God bless my dad, he used to say he was going to Vegas to visit his money. And it turned out that he wasn't kidding about that. So I don't know. I just think it's, I would say if you're going to gamble, gamble on something where you have some possibility of really coming out ahead. These games, people always say, gamblers, they always say the same thing. They don't lose. They all win. They're all beating the house, really. 349-1320, 866. And if you devise a plan to really beat the house, count the cards, do what those kids at MIT did, and bring down the house, forget it. They'll throw you out. They won't let you stay there for very long. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Yes, thank you very much, Enid. We have some sprinkles going on. I just stepped outside. It does feel like every now and again there's, you know, I get some moisture when I'm standing outside and then all of a sudden it's gone.
Perhaps the plumbing has sprung a leak.
You know what? That wouldn't surprise me either because I just went to the restroom. We have lows tonight, 55. Highs coming up tomorrow, about 50 or nearish. We have some scattered showers Friday. Saturday, none, but highs near 50. Speaking of 50, eastbound 50, just east of Sunrise Boulevard, we have a two-car crash. Northbound I-5 at P3 in a two-car and a northbound I-5 at northbound 99. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm what you've all been waiting for. The world-famous
Enid Goldstein.
All right, let's see what you can do. Take it away.
On AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Boxcar betting.
New rule number one. No more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the food. AM 1320.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal internet, that is you and me. You and me is that tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sacjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sacjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sacjobs.com is a click away. At sacjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule.
country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag, is a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320. AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
On the Thursday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left channel, but not tomorrow. I'm off tomorrow, back on Monday. So all the business we have with each other, we wrap it up today. And, okay, time to give away some books. So it's a real flea market today, a Christmas giveaway. A thank you to all of you, and I have two books to give away. So let me give you the first book. It's called Made in Texas, George W. Bush and the Southern Takeover of American Politics by Michael Lind. It was published a couple of years ago, but it is it is a new book. It retailed for $24. It's hardback. It's a first, so maybe it's worth something. It's got some great blurbs in the back from Gore Vidal and...
KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney.
See the girl with the diamond ring. She knows how to shake that thing.
Ray Charles was among many great talents who owed part of their success to record producer Ovid Erdogan.
The Turkish-born music mogul died today. Erdogan founded Atlantic Records, and Charles once said that what made him stand out was his understanding of the music.
As opposed to today, most of these guys, and I mean, I hate to say it, but it's the truth. I mean, they're into the bottom line, and they don't know they know nothing about how to, they can't keep time to a waltz. I mean, up to a march, and the march is 1, 2, 3, 4.
Erdogan was active to the very end. He recently slipped and fell at a Rolling Stones concert, suffering a head injury that put him in a coma. He was 83. Incoming Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he's confident Senator Tim Johnson will make a full recovery from the hemorrhage in his brain. Reid talked to reporters after visiting Johnson today.
I'm not going to talk about his medical condition. I saw him. He looked great. To me, looked very good.
Johnson remains in critical condition, but a statement from the U.S. Capitol's attending physician says he continued to have an uncomplicated post-operative course, and he's responding to sound and to touch. Exciting news for women. Researchers found that a year after menopausal women were warned against taking hormones, the rate of breast cancer in the United States fell more than 7%. CBS News correspondent Sharon Alfonsi reports.
Dr. Peter Rabdin led the analysis of the 2003 statistics, the most complete data available. His study suggests that breast cancer tumors may be fueled by hormone replacement therapy.
And when that was stopped, those cancers almost immediately stopped growing.
But Dr. Freyish Novel says stopping hormone therapy may be just one of the reasons for the dramatic decrease that year. Better mammograms could play a part, too.
If one thing is true, it's that breast cancer is just not that simple.
The New Jersey legislature has voted to make that state the third in the nation to allow civil unions for gay couples. Governor John Corzine says he'll sign it. The Commission on the Skills of the American Workforce, made up of business leaders and educators, is calling for big changes at school. CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein has that.
It's well known that many high school kids take it easy in their senior year.
The 12th grade is the biggest wasteland in America, Howard, and I've said that for many years.
So Charles Reed, chancellor of California's university system, says the report calls for radical changes.
It's only 10 grades, not 12.
Because American students are falling behind the rest of the world.
America is going to have to change the system as to how it prepares its workforce and prepares kids to go to college.
Otherwise, he says, sooner or later, the American standard of living will fall. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
Another record on Wall Street. The Dow Industrial's up 99 points to close at 12,416. This is CBS News.
Well, we're here with CompUSA technology expert Meg Pixels.
Hi, Bob.
Meg, I'm looking for a holiday gift for my nephew Kyle, the would-be world adventurer.
Would-be?
Well, he hasn't left his kitchen in 2 years.
How about the new HP Pavilion dual-core notebook? 15-inch display, 80-gig hard drive, a gig of memory, just $629.99.
That's great.
Get him everything he needs with a complete gift pack and save. Buy a notebook and save 10% on qualifying accessories when you buy three or more. There are many complete gift packs to choose from.
If he ever leaves his kitchen, he'll love it.
If?
Yeah, he lives for ham.
I know not how to express my devotion to so fair a form. I want a brighter word than bright, a fairer word than fair. I almost wish we were butterflies and lived but 3 summer days. 3 such days with you I could fill with more delight than 50 common years could ever contain. This is how the poet John Keats said, "I love you." This Christmas, say something just as beautiful without saying a word. A diamond is forever.
Two astronauts are back inside Shuttle Discovery after a construction project that got done ahead of schedule.
NASA called this one of the most critical and complex spacewalks ever, shutting down half the International Space Station's electrical systems as two astronauts connected a new power path. When they turned the switches back on...
Discovery and Alpha with good news from Houston.
We're ready for the good news.
It's not good news. It's great news.
Everything came back up without a hitch. A similar spacewalk is planned for Saturday. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
11 people have been indicted by a New York grand jury in an identity theft ring that preyed on immigrants and the elderly. Prosecutors say the scammers made phone calls claiming to be Homeland Security agents. They persuaded the victims to call another group that took their Social Security numbers and credit card information. They were finally tripped up when they called the elderly father of a deputy chief in the NYPD. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Heated Live continues on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to hour 4 of the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7 o'clock, and then I'm not going to see you again until Monday, because I'm off tomorrow. You're going to be in great hands with Air America Radio, and we will meet again. We will meet again on Monday from 3 to 7, so that means we've got to wrap everything up that we have to talk about. And I want to add to the conversation and want to remind you I still have some more books that I'm going to be giving away. I am really lucky in that I get many books from people and publishers and so on, and I am happy to share them with you. So these are, we like to think that we are a daily dose of gifting every single day from 3 to 7, and we hope that you are fulfilling your homework assignment and telling four people every single day, four new people, not the same four people, but new people every single day, that AM 1320 is here, that they can listen to Enid Live from 3 to 7, that they can start their day with the morning retort from 5:30 to 9, that they can listen to Randy and Al and everybody, all the great Air America programming that we offer you. And that it's smart radio, and it's compelling radio, we hope, and it's certainly vibrant radio, and more so when you contribute to the conversation. Doesn't cost you anything to do it. I think it's a great service we offer. You know, you're stuck in traffic, or you're stuck in your car, or you're stuck at someplace, or you're stuck behind a computer because we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com, and you can just pick up the phone, and suddenly 5 zillion people will hear you and hear what you have to say. So I think that's pretty good. It's not like writing a letter to the editor where a staff of gatekeepers decide, and then they edit your letter, and then they need your name and your address. You can be anybody. And, you know, when I go to events, people will come up to me and they say, well, when I call you, I'm Gina, but my real name is Alice. So, yeah. Well, we encourage honesty, but we understand. 349-1320 is the number. Doesn't cost you a penny to call. 866-626-1320. We've been to so many places today, I hardly can recall all of it. So I'm going to add to the conversation. And I want to go to a phenomenon. I want to go to the Internet. A phenomenon that's going on with kids who are trying to haul their parents off to the BlackBerry Pokey. And what you've got here is a situation where there's so many parents and people. It is so annoying. I don't even know where to begin. You can't have a conversation with anybody because if they're carrying a cell phone around, yelping into it as though the conversation were you know, you don't even have to try hard to eavesdrop anymore. Eavesdropping, if I can just tell you this in confidence, and don't tell anybody I said it, is one of the most delicious things that you can do. And particularly if you're a novelist or a writer, you have a novelist's imagination, you can listen in on some of these conversations that are more amazing than anything you could concoct. And it used to take a certain skill at eavesdropping. But now you don't have to do anything. You just have to be anywhere. And people are yapping into their cell phones, and you hear all kinds of things that you really shouldn't hear. I've heard attorneys, you know, privileged communication with their clients, having these loud, well, at least one-sided conversations. I'm only hearing one side of it. In the waiting room of the dentist's office, stuff that I probably shouldn't know. Well, I don't know who the people are, but still, there is no privacy. And furthermore, you don't have the privacy of a landline either, because with scanners, your conversations are easily overheard. Most Americans think they're being, I think about 66% of us believe that the government's listening into our conversations. Maybe, allegedly, they were listening into Princess Di. And remember, I covered both her wedding and her funeral in London, and the government says our government was allegedly listening in. They said they weren't, and they said, well, there's a great sweep of intelligence, and you know, the story gets complicated. So here are kids who are restricting their parents from using BlackBerries because the parents are hardly home anyway, and the kids hardly get enough attention. I think many of our social ills, whether it's education, emotional issues, could be remedied by more attention paid to the children. I knew somebody very wise once who said one of the deepest forms of love is to listen, to really listen to somebody. And I think that's right. I think we all want to be listened to. That's another reason why you want to call Enid Live and tender your opinion. We all want to be listened to. We all love the attention. We all love more attention. We don't get enough of it. If you're a little kid and both of your parents are working, you don't get much attention. And then when your parents finally show up at the end of a long day, And they're pretty much checking their BlackBerry when you're trying to tell them what you did in third grade and second grade. The kids are really more frustrated. They don't want and parents, people are getting addicted to their BlackBerries. And there is a lawsuit now of a guy who is trying to sue IBM because he's addicted to using the internet. This is a guy who was spending too much time in internet chat rooms and some of them discussing sex. He goes so far as to call his interest in inappropriate websites a form of addiction that stems from the post-traumatic stress disorder that he has suffered since returning from Vietnam. Whatever it's called, his chat room habit cost him his job. After 19 years at an IBM plant, he was fired after a fellow employee noticed discussion of a sex act on a chat room open on his computer. He maintains that logging onto the website was, maintains that logging onto the website was a violation of its business conduct guidelines and a misuse of company property, and that it was well within its rights to terminate his employment. He and his attorney beg to differ. 349-1320-866-620-1320. So, here's a 12-step program for addicts, but there is a new member of the family. And like all new siblings, this one is getting a disproportionate amount of attention, resulting in jealousy, tantrums, even trips to the therapist. It's called the BlackBerry. As handheld email devices proliferate, they're having an unexpected impact on family dynamics. Parents and their children are swapping roles. It's the kids who are saying, get off those things. Stay off of the BlackBerry. I'm going to tell you, here's the message that you get when you're with somebody who's always looking to see if the phone and the cell phone is ringing or if the BlackBerry is texting, you know, whatever's going on. The message is that they're not where they are and that you're not important. Somebody who's going to call in on the cell phone or somebody they're communicating with on BlackBerry is more important than you are. And I've seen people walking within inches of each other down the street on separate cell phones and they don't even look, you know, they don't even acknowledge that the other person is there in close quarters. So it's another way of not being where you are. It is another way, as the Buddhists would say, of not being present. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And your goddess is one of the last people in America who does not own a cell phone. I don't want one. Well, if I have to have one sometime, okay, maybe. And they're good if you, in an emergency, if you're on the road. And, but they're so seductive. And the thing I don't like about them is that they put out low-level radiation. And who knows what the cumulative effect, you get it from here, you get it from there, you get it from, it all adds up. And then your brains are fried, and then you wind up in the hospital like Senator Johnson. Oh, and by the way, they say that he is not going to require more surgery at this time. So I hope that's true. So here you are, BlackBerry addiction. And you have kids who are acting as in loco parentis, really, trying to get their parents to stop using this stuff and pay a little attention to the kids. And here's a kid texting his mother. Where are you? Mommy, will you please stop working and read me a story? You got to do this online. You got to do this via the mom's BlackBerry. What do you think about this? And what does it say about us? 349-1320. Are you getting such important calls? I always say that I don't need a cell phone unless someone's calling me up to tell me that I won the lotto, which I don't even play most of the time, once in a great while. I shouldn't say that. I think we've given away money on behalf of the lotto, but I always tease. It would be great if I won, but I don't win. They had a thing where if you gave away, I donated a bunch of food to the food bank. And not very many people did to this particular outlet. And they had a little contest to spur people to donate. And I think I gave by far more, but I didn't win the contest. Probably somebody who gave a can of Spam won that contest. So that's what I'm going to win. Unless you're calling to tell me that I won some great prize, it can wait till I get home. I think this is like being tethered to an electronic monitor. You know, when you're being hauled off to the pokey, this is like having an ankle monitor. That's what I think. 349-1320. And kids and family life is suffering for it. The best kind of family life. People are talking to each other, not waiting for something better to happen. It's like going to a party. I have been, your goddess has been to parties where people just look over her shoulder for somebody cuter to walk in. I know. I can tell. Let's head over to the phones and to Brett calling from Sacramento. Hi, Brett. You're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. You know, I so much agree with you about the cell phones. You know, I worked in healthcare for years, and I'm like, the only people that need a cell phone are doctors. Hello? I don't understand why. I think cell phones have made people so impersonal now. you get on a bus and people aren't talking to each other. They're talking on their cell phones. It's creepy. It's
and what
scary.
They have to and what
it.
They have to say is not particularly worth eavesdropping on most of the time.
Pardon me?
What they have to say is not usually particularly worth eavesdropping on most of the time either.
Oh, no. I had a friend that said those people are living large. Like, okay, yeah, their life is so important that they have to be telegraphing it to everybody. It's scary. It's scary.
Well, I thank you for the call, Brett. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Well, cell phones, people are constantly on them. Is there that much interesting conversation going on? People are addicted. I remembered when I did smoke cigarettes, you always couldn't get enough. And the craving, you kept having the craving, even though you could up the number of cigarettes and it didn't satisfy the craving anymore. And sometimes I feel that way on the net. You know, I'm always looking for something. I'm waiting. I want something. But it's not happening until you keep finding more sites. And it's not happening. And it's like, forget it. Just say no to email. How workers are rediscovering the value of face-to-face communications at one company where there is a no email Friday. No email. I can't, you know, sometimes people who are 10 feet away from you email you. I don't get that part. 349-1320. But then, I don't like to use ATMs. I like to walk into banks, and I like to deal with a teller. I like human contact. And I have to say, Peter Greenberg, who is the travel editor for the Today Show, and he's written a bunch of travel books, and I've had him on, and actually I once took a writing class from him at UCSF in San Francisco. He does not like, as experienced as he is in travel matters, he doesn't like to do it online. He likes to talk to an actual agent, and I actually think it's way more efficient. So emails. There are companies now that are saying no to emails on Fridays. And people are finding that this is more productive. People are finding that teamwork increases, that there is, more conversation, and you can get more done. Also, be on the alert for bogus internet offers. It's a huge problem. You know about all the Nigerian scams that go on the net? Well, there's one that's going on. If you're bidding on eBay and you lose, there are these scammers who can find you. And, well, let me give you an example. Then this is David Lazarus reporting this. A couple in Virginia had been bidding for a mountain bike on eBay. They did not get it, but then they received what appeared to be a second chance offer from the seller. The original deal didn't go through. The email said so. If the couple still wanted the bike, it was theirs for $1,600. The sender included a phone number the couple could call with a 408 area code and a San Jose address. And this was a San Jose couple, where a MoneyGram could be sent. The couple spoke with the seller, who was likely using an internet-based phone number that could have been anywhere in the world, and came away confident that everything was on the up and up. So the guy in Virginia goes down to his... the guy in Virginia, but the 408 was the where the seller was residing, supposedly in San Jose. So the guy in Virginia goes down to his local Walmart. He draws a MoneyGram for $1,600, and he sends it off. And then, of course, he doesn't hear another word. The first clue that something was wrong lay in the San Jose address the seller provided, though very few people would have likely spotted it. It was at 2145 Hamilton Avenue. That is, in fact, the location of eBay's corporate headquarters, not a private residence. The second clue lay in the seller's insistence that the payment be made using MoneyGram as opposed to, say, eBay's own PayPal. There's a good reason for this, although, again, a lot of people wouldn't be aware of what that is. MoneyGram cash transfers are not actually sent to addresses. They are sent to people. If that person knows the transfer number and can produce some ID, that person gets the cash. Moreover, MoneyGram orders can be picked up virtually anywhere in the world, no matter what the recipient's self-professed address may be. After being notified by the Virginia couple, MoneyGram was contacted, which refused, as a matter of policy, to disclose the exact whereabouts that the money was received without a court order. All MoneyGram would acknowledge was that the $1,600 never made it to San Jose, and instead it was collected by somebody in Great Britain. Needless to say, the Virginia couple never got their mountain bike. And then he talks about a couple of other examples, the same kind of a thing. Another recent case in which an 18-year-old boy in Oklahoma received what seemed like a second-chance notice from an eBay seller for a Dodge car that he'd been offered that had been offered for $6,000. The kids sent the money to a San Jose address on Trimble Road, which was actually the address of some high-tech company. The funds then were picked up somewhere in the Netherlands, and of course the kid never got the car. So it's a heads up. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Dr. BJ, hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid, how are you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
I just wanted to call and share experience with you. I don't have any diagnoses today. I think you're right about the cell phone thing. Seems like we're getting to be very impersonal just as a society, and some of it's cultural. I have a cell phone, but I usually I have it off during the day, and I use my office phone if I have to. But if I'm going to talk to somebody within the agency, I'll get up and go to their office and just sit down and talk to them versus even use the intercom or even email. It's just, I guess, the culture, the period I was raised in. I guess I'm dating myself. But as to, you know...
I think you're right. I think it is generational. I think everybody's right. Very comfortable with cell phones. And I don't know what... All right, since you're a psychologist, what do you lose when your communication with somebody is via email? And buy a cell phone, and you minimize the face-to-face aspect of the transaction.
Well, you know, it you can't put it in a nutshell. I mean, it depends on how you were, you know, were raised and what you consider normal. It may just be what you know. So it may not indicate any type of pathology. It's just like, you know, that's how you were raised. It could be avoiding, it could be avoidance if you get insecure or you have anxiety issues, if you're self-conscious. I mean, you know, behavior is purposeful. So
What do you mean behavior is purposeful?
Well,
every kind of behavior has a purpose attached to it, you're saying?
Yeah, even voluntary and involuntary. I mean, we do things to meet some need that we have. I mean, we blink because our eye needs to be watered. We cough because there's a scratch in our throat. We eat because we're hungry. I mean, behavior is purposeful. We may not know what the purpose is. It may not be obvious to be, up front for somebody else to see, but there's some internal motivation that's driving behavior. So when people do certain things, it's usually because they've learned that they can satisfy a need, either real or perceived, by whatever that behavior is. They can only do what they know. So,
well, there's a 12-step program for getting off your BlackBerry, but what's really pathetic is that kids have to be the parents. These little kids are reading their parents a riot act because the parents are hardly home anyway. And
right.
What little time the kids have, their parents are distracted with retrieving their messages via BlackBerry. So,
right. Well, let me share this with you, though, just real quick. I was, when you were talking about, how impersonal it is and eavesdropping, the reason I called, I was in the store the other day. It was, grocery store, big grocery store, and I'm just shopping. And I can overhear this conversation, and it's, fairly loud. So I look to my right, and there's this young woman, kind of picking through the meat, but she's got her cell phone, she's got it open, she's got it on speakerphone, and I'm actually able to hear both sides of a fairly intimate, intense conversation in the middle of the grocery store. And the thing about it, Enid, is it didn't seem to bother her at all.
Well, because you don't exist. That's it. People don't realize that we're all connected with each other. Only like 10 or 16 Eves, and we have the same DNA, and who knows how many atoms there were in this whole thing. Well, if you can't get a short story or novella or a movie of the week out of that, Dr. BJ, it was a wasted effort. I thank you for the call.
You're welcome, Rita. Take care.
You too. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live. It's like Friday for me, but it's the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
It's very interesting because that's how loud I talk whenever I'm on the cell phone or whatever. People always have to turn me down. So I wonder if that was me in the grocery store because I talk super loud and everyone can hear both conversations. It's funny because that's what happens when you're driving down the highway. It's probably not good to be on your cell phone. How about in North Sac? This is my guess. This driver was on the cell phone going the wrong way down northbound I-5, just north of eastbound I-80. You know what? I honestly can't even imagine that happening. Antelope at Willerka, Lewis at Pasteur Middle School. There's a three-car crash right in front of it in eastbound 50 at East Midwell. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
The conversation just got smarter. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerror forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerror is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions of folks into Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerror radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
You better watch out, you better not cry. You better not cry, I'm telling you why.
More buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
Edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, and since Santa is coming to town, that's what Bruce Springsteen just told us, then I have a book for you, and this is Socially Responsible Investing. The author is, I know some of you are big fans, Peter Cameo, who was running for governor of the state of California. It is a hardback, and it is the cover price, the retail is $29.95, so it's a $30 book. And if you are the sixth caller It is yours. You have to come pick it up here at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. We're at 5345 Madison Avenue. Oh, what's the phone number? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So if you are the sixth caller, you will win Peter Cameo's book with a foreword by Ralph Nader. Comma, he should rot, because we have Bush because of him. Why socially responsible investing has outperformed financially. And there are a number of authors. It's hardback, and it's a whole, let's see. This is the SRI Advantage by Peter Cameo. Takes socially responsible investing to a new level of exciting complexity, clarity, and horizon. The emergence of a new maturity about what socially responsible investing is and can become. Oh, do we have a winner? We do already? Oh, my goodness. Congratulations to Bruce. Bruce, you won the socially responsible advantage investing advantage by Peter Cameo. Congratulations to you. And we'll do some more of this before we're finished, and we're going to be finished at 7 o'clock. We're talking about BlackBerry orphans. It's a plague of kids who are becoming the parents in relationships and disciplining their parents to pay more attention to them and pay less attention to their BlackBerries. Do you know people who have been involved in something like this? And can you comment on it? Is it an issue for you? And if you don't have a BlackBerry, I think the cell phone is almost the same sort of a situation. In addition, Congress may soon make pretexting a federal crime. Pretexting is just another socially acceptable word for lying in order to get phone records, which is what happened at Hewlett-Packard. So that was a real issue. It brought pretexting to everybody's awareness. And so now it's not illegal, but it's certainly not honest, and so it looks like there's a law in process there. Spam, how are you dealing with it? Here, spam is back. In the last 6 months, the problem has gotten measurably worse. Worldwide spam volumes have doubled from last year. It is horrible. I don't know about you, but I walk into about 5 million spam messages every day, and it's just you got to delete everything, and it's just a waste of time. And it's always for the same stuff. It's the same, they want to extend, make your penis longer. They want to, meds are always big. Viagra is always big on spam. What else? Stock market tips. And I don't know what else. Things that are weight loss. Oh, yeah, weight loss. You get a lot of the weight loss, herbal weight loss. So I don't know how you deal with it. I'm not, I'm kind of low tech. We have ways of doing it here, but still, I get a lot of spam in spite of the fact that we're always on top of it. But I don't know that anybody is actually on top of it that much. Iowa poll. In one poll, John McCain is ahead of Hillary Clinton if the two of them were running today. Here's the first poll out of Iowa, and it finds that John Edwards is at 36%. And that Tom Vilsack, who has thrown his hat in the ring, is only at 9%. The two big political rock stars at the moment trailed way behind John Edwards, with Hillary Clinton at 16% and Barack Obama at only 13%. But here's John Edwards at 36%. It's an early poll. Now, remember, he did run before, so there's a lot of residual something or other, but he's at 36%, which is what Hillary was when she was matched up against McCain. I just thought I'd throw that in. There's a commission. Well, let me start out here. There, in the Bee this morning, there was a front page story on school desperation. And because schools are paid by the number of students who attend, and a lot of students are not attending, we're getting dumber. It's sort of semi-glamorous to be as stupid as possible. So a lot of kids are simply not attending school, and school districts are trying to trying to incentivize students to attend. And some school districts are offering cars and pickup trucks. South Lake Tahoe High School, suffering financially from dropping enrollment and spotty attendance, is trying to lure students to school by offering those with stellar attendance the chance to win a new car or truck. I don't know if it's going to work with somebody who's a spotty attender. I think the person who's going to win it is somebody who's already somebody who already likes going to school and has a good attendance record. That's what I think. Is it a good incentive? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I asked the question because As you may have heard CBS News reporting, a high-profile commission warned today that U.S. workers will lose more jobs overseas and will see their standard of living drop unless dramatic steps are taken to improve how kids are educated. The report is saying that it wants to, and these are presumably high-level educators, that it wants to end high school in the 10th grade for many students. Now, there are some high-level educators who think with all the metal detectors and everything that high school is pretty much a waste of time anyhow, and we ought to forget about it. And I'm not kidding. And this is like, I think it was a president of Boston University at that time or Boston College who made that argument. But this new group wants to end high school in the 10th grade for many students, a point at which students would be able to take exams and go on to a community college or, in some cases, stay in school and study for more advanced exams that could earn them a place at a four-year college. Somewhat similar systems are in place in other countries. The report states that by not spending today's resources on 11th and 12th graders and by making other reforms, the government could save an estimated $60 billion it could be spent on improvements in the nation's school system. Those include creating widespread pre-kindergarten programs and boosting teacher salaries. The commission recommends paying beginning teachers about $45,000 a year, currently the median amount paid to teachers. To help finance the pay boost, the commission recommends moving away from traditional defined benefit pensions to somewhat less generous retirement plans more commonly found in the private sector. Yes, and then who's going to teach? Really, who will want to take that on for not a lot of money and a cheesy retirement package? Do you agree that we can, if you are a teacher, if you're a parent, if you're a student, can we finish them out at the 10th grade? Are they learning anything more in the 11th and 12th grade? What do you think? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Are we just trying to save some money since everybody's sort of doomed anyway the longer they stay? It's like Truman Capote, who believed that for every year you spent in California, you lost an IQ point. So for every year you spend in high school, for every day that you're in high school beyond the 10th grade, you get dumber. I don't know. 349-1320. Laura in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Enid. That is the craziest nut brain idea I have heard probably all week. And I think it's part of that.
Well, then you just haven't, you haven't been listening to Enid live enough because we have a nut brain idea every 10 seconds here. But yeah.
That's the flea market. That is the myriad flea market of ideas.
But I think thank you.
Ending high school in the 10th grade is just part of that movement to destroy public education, to get rid of any kind of sense of civic. I mean, when do we learn civics? How do we, and where do we, and when do we learn how to be a member of a complex society?
All right, wait, let me play, let me play devil's advocate for a minute and quote Abraham Lincoln again.
Okay.
He said, since I don't have much time, I'll write you a short letter, or I'll write you a long letter instead of a short letter. Because when you have all the time in the world, well, you know, what is it? Parkinson's law, work expands to fill the time allotted for it. So when you put deadlines on things, and guess what? We're all here on a deadline. When you put a deadline on a project, maybe you can cram more into it instead of being leisurely about it and spreading it out over 12 years. Let me play devil's advocate. Supposing you crammed it into 10 years.
All senior
or 10, 10 grades, 10 grades rather than 12 grades.
Shorten pregnancies to 7 months.
Well, you'll have...
It's ridiculous. Again, I think the nefarious purpose is to dumb down the populace and make them amenable to slave wages.
Well, you know, we're already en route to slave wages, outsourced jobs. I don't know who's going to be able to buy everything because this is a whole economy that depends on getting you to buy more and spend more.
The haves will still be able to buy, and I believe that this is part of that haves agenda. And I just think it is terrible.
Did you learn a lot of
children in their formative years? And I, you know, personally, I'm not a child anymore, and I'm a long way from childhood. But I'll tell you, the learning that I got in my last 2 years of high school were probably more enriching than all of junior high in the first year of high school. And it wasn't just about book learning. It was learning how to deal with people, how to prepare to go out into the world.
Well, I don't, you know, I think my 11th and 12th grade, my junior and senior years in high school were pretty good years. And so I'm sort of surprised at the conclusions of this commission. But it's a different ballgame now, and I didn't have metal detectors in my high school. You're probably right, Laura, but I want to see how other people respond to it. I thank you for the call.
Thank you.
349-1320, 866-626-1320. Is Laura right about this? Those of you who are teachers, if you're a high school teacher, you can use somebody else's name. You don't have to use your real name. But you think it's a good idea to cut it off at the 10th grade rather than go to the 11th and 12th grade and then provide some other things and maybe have a better salary? Or is this just another dopey idea? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have some scattered showers going on tonight and tomorrow. Now, by Friday evening, it's not going to be so bad. 43 Saturday, though, it's going to be 50. And I don't see any showers in the future, but I can't imagine it not being with it being that cold. Northbound 99 at X Street, we have a two-car crash. Looks like there's an animal in the roadway. There's a dog running around. Southbound 99 just north of Fruit Ridge Road. And then Watt Avenue of Fair Oaks Boulevard, a two-car crash. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The people have spoken. It's radio in the left zone. You're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Halls Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cache Fever Jackpots. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cache Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cache Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CacheCreek.com. So join Cache Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
For a good time, call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, and then I'll see you again on Monday. You'll be in the arms of Air America tomorrow. I'm off tomorrow. And we're talking about whether you can incentivize kids to come to school if they can possibly win a pickup truck or a car. I think the good students are you know what? That doesn't necessarily mean anything. You can come to school every single day, and then there's a drawing, and the guy who was who barely came to school but then suddenly cleaned up his act long enough to win the shiny black pickup truck does. But is that a good thing? Is that a good thing to do? Because school districts are desperate. At the same time, you have got a new commission that's pushing for the complete overhaul of the school system to do away with the 11th and 12th grade. We should ask Lauren. We think it's more interesting around here than it is to be in the to be in high school. But hey, if you're a teacher, if you're an educator, if you're a parent, what do you think about this? Is this a good plan? Are they onto something? This study has been financed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, so presumably they're really trying to make the system better. What do you think? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Debbie in North Highlands. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I just wanted to make a comment that my son was in his senior year, and we really struggled from 10th through 11th, and he really was not happy anymore in a high school situation. He wanted to go out and be in a tech school and that sort of thing. And the fights at school, and he was constantly being preoccupied with other things. And now that he's in independent studies, he's focused, he's got straight A's, he's doing great.
And is he independent studies, meaning is he still in high school, or what is he doing?
He's in high school, and he's through a Visions in Education program. So he's still getting, you know, he meets with the teacher and all that kind of stuff, but he's not in that that environment where there were constantly the cliques and that kind of stuff, because it is different than when we were kids.
In what way is it different? It's too cliquey? It's too rough? It's too what?
They're not getting the one-on-one anymore. It's just pretty much getting, you know, passed through, passed constantly, you know, just who showed up and who didn't, and no one-on-one kind of thing.
So you think this is a good idea to go to cut out the 11th and 12th grade, finish it out?
I think if they wanted to, you know, stay, that's fine. It should be allowed. But if they wanted to come out, they shouldn't get their retribution. When I went to go and pull him out, the counselors kind of gave me a hard time about it, you know.
Hmm.
But now it's really worked for him. It absolutely. It's the best thing.
Well, good for hanging in there, Debbie. I thank you for the call. And let me say something else. I think what we need is a reinvestment in the whole tech area, what used to be called vocational school, working with your hands, skills. We need those skills. Not everybody wants to go to college. Not everybody's suited for it. It's not a suitable situation for everybody. But honest labor, that is the best. Working with your hands, a lot of people who do brain work love to work with their hands. There's nothing more honorable than honest labor, whatever form it takes. So I think schools ought to be directing kids into better things that are a better fit for them. 349-1320, Sherry in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, yeah, I totally agree. I think that I disagree with the car thing. I think that's ridiculous. But I do
agree. A lot of school districts now, this is about the second or third time I've read about it. This one is in South Lake Tahoe. There was one, maybe Cheyenne, Wyoming, where they were giving away a truck or a car or something to whoever had the best attendance.
Yeah, I think it's a cop-out, personally. I think that it's in some ways it's a good idea to give the kids choice at 10th grade or so, because high school these days lacks relevancy. It doesn't make sense to kids why they're there.
Are you a teacher? Are you a teacher, Sherry?
I do work in education. I work at a community college, but I also raised a teenager, and I also was a teenager. And I dropped out in about 10th grade. My son dropped out in about 10th grade. We both took the high school proficiency exam. And he did very well. I didn't do so well for a while, but now I'm doing great. But he went straight to community college. And you know, I was going to say, you know, community college is such a great deal. I really wish at some point we would bring, I mean, you're in Sacramento, you have Los Rios Community College District, as well as the state chancellor's office, to have them as a guest to talk about the pluses of community college, because we see a lot of kids who didn't find relevancy in the high school system who are ready to come to college. And
why is it more relevant at the community college level than it is at high school?
Because it's more tech. There's more technology stuff. They can learn a trade.
Okay.
And they aren't getting that necessarily at high schools. The high schools, you know, they leave high school because it doesn't make sense to them. There's no relevancy in their lives to it. They don't do anything that makes sense. They learn things that does that they can't use.
Like, give me an example of learning something that you can't use.
Well, the higher math. They don't understand that that's going to be use. Maybe will be useful. The civics. They don't get how it makes sense to them. You know how, why they should be living.
So is that a problem of the way it's taught rather than the substance of what's
right.
being taught?
Right.
Because civics is important and. I didn't get beyond geometry. I had algebra
right.
and I had geometry. And that
it's
was it. But I think
important.
If you want to get, I've been told, if you want to get into Cal, if you want to get into Berkeley, you need about 3 years in Forest preferable of math, of higher math.
But a lot of kids don't want to get into Cal. A lot of kids don't. They don't even, they've never been out of their neighborhood.
You know what I have to tell you what geometry taught me. It taught me, and you know what they're going back to now? I have not talked about this. They're going back to something practically ancient, and that is diagramming sentences.
Yes,
diagramming
yes.
sentences teaches you logic. And
yes.
Geometry teaches you logic as well. You might never prove a theorem, have
yes.
to prove another theorem in your whole life, but it teaches
yes.
you logic.
Yeah.
Sherry, we're going to have to leave it there. I thank you very much for the call.
349-1320,
866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. It's just so beautiful. I love the traffic right now. Southbound I-5 just north of Sutterville Road and southbound 99 just south of Sutterville Road. Otherwise, everything's just, you know, sped back up and it's looking good. I-5, even 50 going over top of the mountain, last I heard. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
The truth according to Enid. Call her now at 349-1320.
How would you like to cut your mortgage payment?
Whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the 3 blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is, riding on the bus with poor people. New rule, call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320. Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Six on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. Let's go quickly to Matt in El Dorado Hills. Hi, Matt. You're live with Enid.
Hi. I'm a student at Oak Ridge High School. I'm a 10th grader.
Uh-huh.
And that lady that just called, I think she's wrong.
You do?
Yeah, because I know I want high school to be over, but, like, I still want to get my high school diploma, and I want colleges to look at that and want to accept me for what I did. And
Are you learning anything in the 10th grade? Do you think you'll learn more in the 11th and 12th grade?
I'm learning actually a lot in the 10th grade, and I know most of my friends that are in 11th and 12th grade, and they're learning a lot.
What, like, give me an example of what things you're learning and what your friends are. What are you learning in the 10th grade, for example, Matt?
I'm learning geometry, biology, and world history.
And what do you think you're going to be taking when you're a junior?
Chemistry. I'm trying to think.
I know that physics was offered, and Latin is sometimes offered. I don't know if they're still doing too much of that. There are a lot of things that are offered.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's what you make of it, don't you think? If you're just going to slough it off and be a slacker, you're not going to get anything out of it.
Yeah, because how she said that she dropped out of 10th grade, you know, she didn't get anywhere without a high school diploma.
So she had to remedy that situation, and her son did as well, and everybody, it all worked out. But sometimes it's easier if you stay with the system. Matt, we're going to have to leave it there. We're about out of time.